We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The hottest next tape you'll find online. Next all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience. News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, DP, the NY Fanatic.
Here we go. Another playoff type atmosphere and game at the Mecca. The Knicks taking on the Hawks for the battle for fourth seed in the East. And it was another shootout, man. Knicks could not keep these Hawks in check. Trae Young and Clint Capella absolutely dominated. And the Knicks were hanging on because they got some offense themselves. Reggie Bullock, Emmanuel Quickley, Derrick Rose, Julius Randle pacing the Knicks in that first half. Knicks caught a break, man. Trae Young would end up going down in the third quarter with a sprained ankle. Knicks found themselves down 11 at that point and clawed back. Clawed all the way back. But those Hawks would not go quietly into the night. Even with the Knicks 7-point lead, the Hawks would go on a 9-2 run and get themselves right back into it. It would come down to a Bogdan Bogdanović three-pointer to tie the game. And the Knicks would take this thing into overtime. And in overtime, we got more Julius, man. More outstanding play from Julius Randle to put the team on his back. Reggie Bullock chipped in with some clutch threes. And Emmanuel Quickley himself, another outstanding performance by IQ. 8 in a row, 4th place in the East. 6 games over 500. Knicks win 137 to 127. Hit that thumbs up. Put some respect on our name. This is Knicks Post Game Live, presented by Manscaped. Number one show for the fans by the fans. CP the franchise, Ashley Moss, CK2K in the building. Hey, it wasn't pretty. Injuries are part of the game. Win is a win. That's how I look at it. A win is a win. We take it, move forward. 8 in a row, 6 games over 500. Hey, CK, what'd you think about this game tonight, bro?
Like you said, it wasn't pretty. There were injuries, so I'm sure we hear all the excuses from all the ATL fans, but I don't care because I just care about how my team finished. That's all I care about. All the squash, everything else, injuries, minutes, I don't care. This team closed out the game the way that I want to see them close out the damn game. I loved it. I loved it. That overtime, you know, my favorite play was that last play from Emmanuel Quickley, waving off the vet. Like, and Julius Randle was playing out of his mind tonight, waving off the vet to go to R.J. Barrett, which led to a open leaner, open three for Emmanuel Quickley, and I absolutely loved it. That it was just beautiful play. You know, we need that ball movement in times like that, and we got it right there. Won the damn game. That's all I care about. Eight in a row, snatched up that fourth seed. Thank you very much.
Let's go.
Moving on.
Hey, we'll take it. We'll take it, man. Yes, Ash, what'd you think about this game tonight?
Listen, I had to come in here, even though I'm not feeling 100% from that vaccine, because 8 in a row is nothing to laugh at. You know what's better than 7? 8. You know what's even better than 5? 4. Because that's where the New York Knicks are. I came here to kick it with y'all, makeup free, giving you my last bit of energy to talk my New York Knicks, because this is a moment. Our longest winning streak in 7 years. There was no way I was missing tonight's show. Yeah. Let's just go through the points on the board real quick. We got Julius Randle with 40 points.
40 points.
Reggie with 18. RJ Barrett, my 9 guy, with a cool 16. Derrick Rose turned back the clock with 20. Emmanuel Quickly, the rookie and the vet, as I like to call him, had 20 as well. Again, this is another chance, well, another opportunity, another situation where the Knicks all did their part in some way, shape, or form. Yes, Julius Randle picked up most of the load, but the rest of the guys came through, especially when things were not clicking for RJ. You had other people folding down the floor. Nerlens Noel was great. Even though he got elbowed in the face, he was able to be a solid figure on defense and things like that. This was just an impressive win. And I know people are going to say that, oh, well, you guys wouldn't have won this if Trae Young didn't go out.
Right,
listen,
right.
Nothing is guaranteed. If a player goes down, you can still lose a game. I've seen it happen. We've all seen it happen. A star player can go down. The team, their team can rally around that, use that as the momentum that they need to go ahead and secure a win. We just outplayed the Hawks when we needed to. This was an ugly win, but it was a much needed win. And sometimes an ugly win is exactly what you need to build character, to let you know that you can come from behind and you can still win this thing. And the New York Knicks did just that tonight, and I couldn't be prouder.
This game concerned me on many fronts. You know, this team was equally as hot as we were. They were 8-2 in their last 10 as well as we were. Clint Capella coming off with some dominating performances off the boards. I didn't like the matchup with him and Noel, because Noel's just not a good on-ball defender, not a good rebounder himself. And so I knew this was a game where, you know, we were going to be battle-tested on the boards and in a physical matchup with Capella. And he owned the Knicks for a good part of this game. Absolutely owned him. Him and Trae Young in the pick and roll. We had no answers for him in the pick and pop situations as well with John Collins. They had Bogdanovich go off in the second half. Kevin Huerter was killing RJ in that first half. So this is a dangerous team, absolutely dangerous team, and they started to light us up. But give credit. You know, Julius is our staple. He's our standard bearer, and outstanding game by him, almost a triple-double. But I thought Derrick Rose was, you know, a lot of guys get this game ball, but Derrick Rose for really picking up the slack. 20 points tonight, 17 last night. When RJ didn't have it, it was D. Rose in that second quarter that really helped us stay neck and neck with these guys, because we couldn't get a stop. So it was very important for our offense to keep the pace with these guys, because you didn't want to get into a shootout again like you did with the Hornets. But D. Rose is key as the floor general, getting us involved. Once again, Reggie Bullock, you know, with no Alec Burks, offense needs to get picked up and spread around by a lot of guys. Reggie Bullock, 6-for-11 from downtown. We want him to let it fly, and he did that with 18 points. Emmanuel Quickly, CK, back-to-back outstanding games by Quickly, man, after he's been in a rut. 20 points, 4-for-6 from downtown. Tibbs went to Quickly in the clutch. You know, it wasn't a lot of RJ in the clutch. RJ struggled all game. He had an off night. It is what it is. But give credit to Tibbs. He stuck with Quickly tonight. I thought his offense was outstanding. His defense was pretty good. You know, had to battle it out with Lou Williams in crunch time as well. But Quickly delivered for us, man. Supporting cast was all over this game and helped get us this W.
For sure. And, you know, there's a famous saying. It's one of my favorites. And I'm going to see if one of you guys know who said it. You are what your record says you are.
Yeah.
And right now, the record says the New York Knicks are number 4 in the East. And I know a lot of people would like to discredit that and say it's a fluke or it's a farce. But the proof is in the record. And we are beating teams that not only we're not, quote-unquote, supposed to be beating, but we're also beating the teams you're supposed to be beating. And that's different from Knicks teams in the past, because even back then, the teams that you're supposed to technically beat, we would still lose to. So this is an exciting time for Knicks fans. And, yes, there were some things in this game, especially in the first half.
Yep.
We gave up way too many points. I think we abandoned our defense, and I think that is our strong suit. Obviously, you never want to get into a shootout with a team that is offensively stronger than you, because that is a losing battle. You want to go ahead and lock them down, the way that your defense is constructed to do so. And I think once the Knicks kind of got back into that in spurts, you can go ahead and see that the game started to change, it started to shift. And also it helps their offense in terms of the pace. That is why they have the saying, defense is your best offense when your offense isn't clicking. Because it goes ahead and it makes you, it just puts you back into the game in a different way.
Yep.
And that's what the Knicks did tonight. This was just an impressive win because it didn't look good from the start. It looked a little rocky.
It looked rocky, man.
Let the Hawks go on a run. Even with Trae Young not shooting great before he went out, and I really hope that he is okay because I'm a huge fan of Trae Young, and I never want to see a player go down, especially in a season where it just seems like everybody's getting hurt. I really hope that it's not as serious as it looked. It looked like he was in a lot of pain. It looked like he knew that it was not, something was not right, and you hate seeing that regardless of what side that player is on. He's a player, and he's a person, and I just hate seeing that. But again, we can't discredit what the Knicks did out there, even with Trae Young going down, because the Hawks still have a very solid team, and you still could have lost this game, and the Knicks did not lose it. So it was a great turnaround for this team.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And CK, you know, Julius had his moments. You know, wasn't always pretty, but 40, 11, 6 dimes tonight, 11 for 21, 6 of 8 from downtown. You know, even when he made his mistakes, he wanted this game. You could tell. He wanted this game. And in the fourth quarter, in overtime especially, he took us home. You know, I thought his shot selection was outstanding. His ball movement, his passing was on the money. And I thought Julius really took us home, man, and got us this W. And once it got into overtime, I felt good that we were going to wear them out and ultimately take it. But Julius, give credit to him. In overtime, he took it home for us.
I don't know. I felt a little worrisome because we saw it was getting to a bit of ISO play towards the end.
Right.
It was a little worrisome for me, which is why I had to give a shout out to Emmanuel quickly on going the other way, which led to his three. But for the most part, Julius Randle was definitely the one that put us in that position in overtime. So I'm not trying to take anything away from it. It's just when the ISO ball starts up, it freaks me out. But yeah, Julius Randle tonight was just a monster. He was a monster at all levels. I was live streaming during the game. So that moment where he just sunned John Collins in that fourth quarter, like that is what I love seeing. Julius Randle, like you said,
bully,
he wanted it. Bullied him. He wanted. They kept switching, and I'm seeing situations with Lemon Pepper Lou guarding them. I'm seeing little Kevin Herter, who's out there trashing, like you said, killing RJ, thinking that he can guard Julius, and Julius is just he giving them the baseline phase. He's giving them the little bit of bump. You know, Julius Randle just wanted it tonight. He just looked so poised throughout the entire game. Like it's one of those things where a lot like Trae Young in that first half. You know Julius Randle is steady throughout the entire game, but then you look at the score, you're like, oh, yeah, 20 points? He got 20 right now? Oh, he got 25? Wait, he got 40? Julius Randle was just doing everything as he has been doing, and he's the reason why he was damn player of the week. So, yeah, shout out to Julius Randle, man. Like you said, he's our staple. You know, with injuries happening as the way they do, we took care of business. We didn't roll over. And, you know, to Ashley's point, you know, we didn't want to get in a scoring battle, but – I'm going to be that fan. I'm going to be reckless and say we did get a scoring battle, and we won. So shout out to my Knicks.
You know what?
We were able to put that ball in the hoop, too.
As you say that, bro, in this eight-game streak, the Knicks have been fifth in the league in three-point percentage, second in the league in net rating. Their offense has been seventh offensive rating in the league. And obviously the defense has been steady, but they've had a second in the league in net rating, fifth in the league in three-point percentage over these last eight games. The offense is starting to pick it up, man. I was very surprised these last two games that they were able to keep pace with the Hornets and the Hawks, especially when these guys were bombing away from three.
Yeah, and we were talking about it. Like the fact that you look at these ending scores for a lot of these games in this eight-game winning streak, we up there in the 110s, 115s, 116s throughout the entire streak, and we're still doing it on the other end defensively. You know, and this is without Alec Burks in these last few games. Like, I don't know how many times we have to keep saying this. Like, we want to talk about, I get it. You know, Trae Young's an all-star. He's all this, that. And again, like Ashley said, I'm not wishing anything negative on anybody. I do hope he has a speedy recovery and get back. because the game's better when everybody has their players. But we missing players too, man. So I don't want to hear it. We missing our starting center the same way you got Capella out there trashing our backups. You know what I mean?
And we lost our backup and our backup backup.
Our backup and our backup's backup to the point we got to sign our backup's backup to a multi-year deal because we ain't got the bodies.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Norvell Bell just signed a multi-year deal, man. Norvell signed a multi-year deal.
Nah, we taking all of it out. You can Atlanta, what y'all can say what you want to say.
Yeah.
We got this spot. We took your 4 seed, and we're going to hold on to it, and we're going to take good care of it. So thank you.
And even to your point, I mean, even with the Hawks missing players, they're still not missing as many as we are missing in terms of just what we need as a team in general.
Exactly.
I mean, even with Gallinari being out for the Hawks, they're still a deep team.
They're
still
team.
Pretty solid. I mean, that's the reason they're at number 4, and they've been able to stay there. So the Knicks being able to compete against a team that is solid, even when they're short, with as many holes as the Knicks have just in general, not even due to injury, just to do the way the team is constructed, it's impressive to be able to keep up with a team like the Hawks in terms of speed and things like that. I mean, like you said, we did get into a shootout and we won.
Yeah.
You know, it was like a Western duel, like guns out, like who's going to fire the last shot. It was impressive. And I think also, like we've always said, in other games, we've seen it, is that
when the
game
says it doesn't affect his sight, but he wants to wear the guy to protect it.
Because he can't see those nasty shoes
wearing. Julius Randle nails his first three-pointer. Randle didn't shoot the ball well last night. Offensively, we saw him in Houston where James Harden really did a great job getting him involved in the offense.
And that was
Randle to back.
And pardon me, I had the highlights up on the Julius play. But basically, if you missed part of what Ashley said, you were saying that that Obi got going, you know, as the pace had quickened. And you're absolutely right because, you know, the three questions that I look at as we head into the final stretch and we're missing these players, number one, obviously, is the point guard. We talked about how instrumental D. Rose was to getting us his W. Secondly is, you know, the backup power forward minutes. As Tibbs looks to give Julius some extended rest here, he's getting him some rest early in the first quarter now and also late in the third. So we'll see how that trends. But is it Kev? Is it Obi? Who has it going and who can spell Julius in the moment? And I thought Obi was on point. I thought his defense was pretty good. I thought his rebounding was solid. Ends up getting out there on the leak out. D. Rose finds him for the dunk. So, you know, listen, I know it's limited expectations right now for Obi, but in his limited minutes, like I said, you got to take advantage of it. 6 rebounds, 12 minutes, and he got his 2 points and 1 assist. I thought that was good minutes for Obi, plus 10 on the night.
Yeah, tonight was definitely one of those. I have to use him as an example because we got such a crazy Frank hive. Tonight was one of those. He was in his Frank bag tonight, where the stats don't speak as loud as his game was tonight. Because Julius Randle got to sit on the bench until about the 6-5 minute mark, which is not normal. Julius Randle's getting checked in 9 minutes left in the game, 8 minutes left in the game, and Julius Randle got a nice seat because we were rolling with Obi Toppin out there. Yeah, he only had 2 points, 1-for-1, but he was doing all the little things. He was hustling, he was leading the breaks, he was getting some stops out there. Yeah, tonight was definitely what we talk about all the time, where it's like, who's going to be that guy that's going to be able to relieve Julius Randle so he's not gassed to close these games? And tonight was the perfect example of all we're asking for Obi Toppin, is to do those hustle plays, play defense, and like you said, he fit the offense really well, even though he only had that one shot and one make.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was really impressed with Obi Toppin tonight. I know the stats don't say much, but he did a lot tonight. There's a reason why he played over 10 minutes tonight. I was happy with him.
I mean, the 6 boards are crucial, man, especially, like I said, when Capella is just mauling them like hungry hippos out there. But Capella is just a beast on the glass, so we needed to be by committee. We know we're not a good rebounding team without Mitch. That's not Noel's forte. Taj can do what he do, but he got hit in the face. He was out the game. Pell was ineffective in his limited minutes, so it had to come down to Julius, who chipped in with 10. OB got his 6, wanted to see RJ get on the boards as well, and they just had to do it by committee, man. And Noel still got his 12 in there tonight. So good on them. As I said, the early offensive woes definitely frustrated me. A lot of turnovers, a lot of cross-court passes, and the Hawks were able to take advantage, man. A lot of sloppy ball movement. Hawks just ran up and down in transition, and our transition defense suffered as a result. So, gotta you know.
CB, we had 7 turnovers in that first quarter alone, bro.
Yeah, gotta cut that down, man. But, you know, it could have been a result of being on a back-to-back and being a little bit tired or whatnot, but they got to clean that up for sure. Definitely.
See, I didn't even think about that too, man. Man, I don't want to hear it, bro. Back to back, we putting up that many points. Man, I wasn't even thinking. I'm just so into the fact that we had this game against Los, and we were back to back too. Put some respect on my damn team, bro. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it, bro.
Big facts.
Injuries.
Let's salute to the people in the chat. How we feeling in the chat, man? 8 in a row. Throw an emoji in the chat. Let me know how you feeling right now. Salute to everybody watching right now. Hit that thumbs up button for your squad. CP, Ashley, Maul, CK2K in the building. We have we got a good amount of people in here. Over 2,000 on the check-in. Rabid Knicks fans, happy for another victory. Definitely happy myself. So happy that tonight's giveaway, only right, CK Dash. We're going Spreewell tonight, baby.
Ooh,
we're going Spreewell. Hardwood Classics.
Yes,
Swingman. Yes. Extra large. No no Jamaica Ave knockoff. This is new with the tags. Mitchell and Ness, all brand new, baby. This is what we do. You know what I mean? This is not from the swap meet. This is brand new with the tags, man. Presented by Shells Heavy. So this is tonight's giveaway. Let's get to 1,500 likes, and it's going to a lucky winner tonight. Oh, and one thing with the giveaways. Last night's winner, salute to last night's winner. He wasn't in the chat. I don't know if he was in the chat at the time when we did the giveaway. We're going to let him slide because he came in after and left a comment on the video that he won. So we'll let him slide. From now on the giveaways, you have to be in the chat to claim your gift. If you're not in the chat, we're going to another winner. All right? So that's just the rules, man. That's just the rules. So tonight, we're going Spreewell. We're going number 8. Who wants to win it? Brand new with the tags. Let's get it going. But let's hear from some people tonight, man. This is a good win. And the people want to talk. Let's go to Jay from East New York. Jay, what's going on, bro? Yo.
We are in the 4th seed. Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, bro. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, this is beautiful. We in the 4th seed. Like, I'm just happy, man. Like, this going to sound selfish, but, you know, like, all my friends, me being a Knicks fan, like, this year I can be proud to be a Knicks fan. Like, I could talk so much craziness. Like, yo, we got the 4th seed, man. This is what I've been waiting for. This is what being a New York Knicks loyalist, this moment right here, the 4th seed, the Knicks. Let's go, baby. Like, I don't even got nothing to say. I'm just hyped, man. Good win for my boys.
Good win.
4th seed. We out of here.
Let's go. Let's go, Jay. Short and sweet, man. I love it. I definitely love it, man. 4th seed, locking in, and we battling, man. This team is definitely battling, so give credit. Definitely want to shout out. We got a lot of super chats that came in already, so definitely want to shout out our donators. We appreciate you guys donating. Shout out to Steven Nina. Giants fan as well, so that's got to be the first comment we acknowledge, Ashley. He says, love the show, and let's keep it going. Let's make it 9 in a row and hope the Hawks enjoy a cool bowl of grits when they land in Georgia. Knicks forever. Yeah, let's go.
I love grits, but, yeah, nothing's worse than a cold bowl of grits.
That's a fact. I'm an oatmeal guy myself. I'm not really a grits guy, but it is what it is.
Man. I love grits, man.
Yeah.
Me too. Where's DK?
But the real question is, sweet or savory grits?
Are you putting salt or sugar?
Okay. All right. Yeah, I'm with you, Ash. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ew.
Yeah.
Sugar in the grits? What am I, savage? Yeah, ew.
That's what I'm saying. Nah. Okay. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Hey, that's so y'all, man. I'm an oatmeal guy. Shout-out to Juvon Geiger. Says, Shaq owe the Knicks an apology ASAP. Let's go, Knicks. Listen, when Shaq and all those guys talk about the Knicks, they're just going off a high-level copy and paste. LOL Knick type of narratives. They're not watching the team. They don't have time to watch the team. So this is why you come to Knicks Fan TV, number one show for the fans by the fans, and we get into the real and don't worry about, you know, the Hollywood takes on the Knicks. And we'll get to Kellerman later. Salute to Alan Berman. He says, salute. Julius Randle's a bad, bad man. The team seems to be fully aware of the standings and fighting for a top 6 seed. Don't think anyone wants to see us in the first round. Joshua Carrick says, 4th seed. Let's go. Am I overreacting to how well IQ ran the entire overtime offense? No. Good pace. He looked off Randle for RJ twice. He hit the shots he got and kept his calm in the driver's seat all overtime. Should he get starts? I don't think he's overreacting at all. I think Emmanuel Quickly has been outstanding, absolutely outstanding in the past two games. More as a shooter last night, but tonight, Joshua hit it on the head, bro. Quickly moving the offense, four assists. I thought Quickly was outstanding as a four general tonight when we needed it because D-Rose did foul out late in the game.
That snuck up on me, too. I didn't realize he had five fouls at that point. Yeah, I was so into it. I didn't even realize.
Yeah. D-Rose had fouled out, man. So
wait
Quickly definitely chipped in.
First of all, I need all the mods to ban everybody who said they put sugar in their grits real quick. Oh.
Yeah, there's a little bit too many of them. I was saying that
but
too.
But Rich Harris said salt, pepper, and butter in those grits, maybe some ketchup. Ban this man right now. He's clearly a sociopath.
Ketchup? What are we talking about
ketchup? Ketchup on grits?
Yeah, nah. That's
out of control,
I mean,
yo.
Like I said, I just have to acknowledge that.
That's out of control.
I'm not a grits person, but that doesn't sound too kosher to me.
Shout out to my man Keith saying cheese grits legit. Yeah, I'm with that too.
He means like if I liked grits,
if
ketchup
I did,
that's not the one. Right. My grits coming to me red.
Yeah, please. All right, let's get back to the phones. Also, guys, remember the phones are open, the phone lines are open, but also the Discord. You could always join the Discord and get on, especially for our international callers. Get on in the Discord and give us a call. Let us know what you thought about this game, and we'll get you in. Let's get to some new people. Let's go to Singh from Delaware. Singh, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, man. Thank you for letting me call in.
No problem, man. How you feel about the game tonight?
Today, I thought it was a tough win. I'm really glad that we got the win today. Mm-hmm. But most of all, that I'm really proud of the fact that Alec Burks has been out these past couple of games due to protocol, and we're still hanging in there. We're still getting our bench to step up. Emmanuel quickly came in, gave us a great boost, and it's just really good to see that. You don't want to see Derrick Rose fouling out, especially with him playing well. So that was kind of, a punch to the gut when he fouled out the end of regulation. But one thing I really wanted to touch on, because I've noticed this about RJ Barrett, and he had a great stretch of three-point shooting and all that. But early in the game, and early you could see in the last game too, we kind of fell behind at halftime. We gave up a lot offensively in both situations, above 60 points.
Yeah.
And that has to do a lot with turnovers. And I think RJ Barrett, in order for us to not fall so behind, he needs to get in his rhythm early in the game rather than come into the third quarter, which is still very, very important. But it'd be better if, we could get a few shots to going early on.
Yeah, for sure. And RJ, he tried to get it going early, struggled with a shot, and then I thought he was kind of pensive in terms of his shot selection later as the game progressed. He was kind of in between, trying to second-guess himself rather than just letting it fly. So he kind of lost confidence in his shots from what I saw. Still finished with 16 points. I thought Herter gave him a lot of problems on the defensive end of things. So it was a tough night for RJ. Finished with 6 of 18 from the field, 2 of 8 from downtown, 16 points, but five dimes, three turnovers, as the caller said. Definitely want to limit those because that's what got the Hawks out on a run several times in this game, especially early. So we got to get more crisp in terms of our ball movement and decision making. And I thought Julius and RJ kind of hurt us in the beginning of that game. Mm-hmm. All right, who else we got in the chat here? Salute to everybody in the chat once again. If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag. New will shout you guys out. Welcome to all new viewers as well. Make sure you guys are hitting that subscribe button, hit that like button, and the notification bell as well. All right, let's go to the Discord and see who wants to chat. Let's go to Ovechkin. Ovechkin's up first. What's going on? Ovechkin, what's going on?
Hey, you can hear me?
Yeah, loud and clear, bro. What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm feeling good. I was laying in bed at the beginning of the game, and now I'm in the kitchen cooking because I got too much energy.
Nice.
Got nothing to do.
Make me some spaghetti and meatballs. That's my favorite.
Oh, hopefully you're not making grits with ketchup.
Yeah.
Don't make grits with ketchup. No one likes that.
Yeah, What up, CP? What up, CK? What up, Ash?
What up, man? What up?
Shout out, Dave. Shout out the closer, Jay Boogie. Yeah. Happy birthday. Get the win on his birthday.
Yes, oh, yeah. We're definitely waiting on the Jay Boogie closing sermon tonight because yesterday's was epic.
Sir. Yeah, they got it for him on the birthday. But, yeah, I mean, I feel so good. I just want to remind everyone that Vegas had us as the worst team in the league coming into this season. Literally the worst team. And here we are, what, April 21st? We're in fourth place, above 500 by like six games. Feeling good, man. I'm feeling good. Julius dropped 40 again tonight. It's a good feeling, man. It's a good day to be a Knicks fan.
Yeah, 100%, man. Definitely enjoy the kitchen work, whatever you're cooking up. Hope is good. And like you said, you know, nobody expected this. Nobody expected this from this Knicks team. So they're blowing away the expectations. They're playing hard. The chemistry is unreal. The camaraderie is unreal. They're playing for each other. They're fighting for the coach. You know, this is Tom Thibodeau's influence on this team. 33 wins. We won 21 last year. Yep. Vegas had us at 22. Mm-hmm. These guys are playing. I mean, they got so much chemistry, camaraderie. They still passing the ball to Noel.
With the lowest payroll.
With the lowest payroll.
I'm saying, yeah, say that loud, man.
You know?
With the lowest payroll.
Yeah. With the lowest payroll, man. So everybody gets credit, man. Leon, Julius, everybody. RJ, Tibbs. All the
Fizdale.
Vets, Fizdale. Wherever he is, sitting on
it. You know what's what's super crazy though, and that you just it mind boggles you, and it just kind of just when you put it in perspective is when you look at this team on paper, you look at it and you say, okay, they're missing this position, they need more of this, they need more of that, you need more of this. Then you see them play and you see how well they work.
Yeah.
And are working at this moment in time, even with all the pieces that they are still missing, because, again, we're going to be realistic and as also optimistic. We're missing a lot of pieces, especially offensively. That's where our nut is of where we need to really focus. Mm-hmm. But just think for a second, vision. It's like a manifestation exercise. When you finally get the pieces, whether it's next season or the season after, this team is going to be insane. If you can keep the core group of guys together, of course, everybody can stay. That's just the nature of the game.
Right.
That's the nature of the NBA. That's the nature of the business. But the idea is to keep a consistent foundation. You want to at least hold on to five guys that have been there consistently. And if you can hold on to at least five of those guys and add new pieces that you desperately need, this team is going to be insane.
Yeah.
Like, this is you think that people have a problem with the Knicks winning now? Just wait on it, because it's coming. I promise you it's coming.
Eight in a row. We're giving away the Spreewell tonight, people. Dave, let me know when you throw the form in the chat, because the people are anxious. They are rabidly looking for the number 8 Spreewell. This is tonight's giveaway, people. Like I said, brand new with the tags. No Fulton Street knockoffs. This is the real deal. Holyfield, Mitchell, and Ness. Remember, this show is also presented by Manscaped, number one men's grooming tool from head to toe. Fellas, go to manscaped.com and enter promo code Knicks to get 20% off plus free shipping on your order. All right, just a quick promo.
Got
to pay the bills, too.
Got you.
All right, back to the phones we go. Let's hear from some more people. Alex from New Jersey, what's going on, man?
What up, Alex?
Yo, what's good? What's good?
What's good, man? How you feeling, bro?
I'm feeling like I never felt before, man. It's crazy.
It's the out-of-body experience these Knicks got these people feeling, man.
Yeah. I don't think I've been this happy since 2011 when the Giants won the Super Bowl, man.
Facts.
I was 13 back then, dude.
Facts. You know the vibes, Ash. Don't hate. It's okay. sorry, man. The Cowboy fan was just, just making faces and things. But go ahead, bro.
Boy.
It's cool. They get 8-8.
Yeah.
I think we might have a top five bench in the league. Just, I don't think these guys get enough love. I mean, Gibson, everybody hated him last year. Like, he's been great. I mean, he played limited tonight, but overall he's been great. I mean, even Obi played great. Pell coming in, fourth string center.
Yeah.
Like, D-Rose, the best backup point guard in the league. IQ, rookie of the year. Like, I just – we have the depth to make a playoff run.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to come down to, you know, the depth of the bench is going to come down to how consistent will D-Rose remain, IQ, and what happens with Burks. We don't know if he has COVID or not. If he does, is he going to be, you know, is conditioning going to be an issue? We don't know what the issue is with Alec Burks, so hopefully he comes back and is able to pick up where he left off, because Alec Burks was getting hot before he left. So, you know, if you get those three guys cooking off the bench, Bullock doing what he's been doing, you know, these guys are going to have something to say, man. Like I said, ideally, 4-5 is where we want to be. And if they can do that, you're going to make a special season even more special. So let's just see what happens there, man. Let's see what happens there. But D-Rose has been incredible. Like I said, set a great tone for this team off the bench. And just being the point guard, the floor general that we needed. But his offense was on the money. And last night, you had him and IQ with 17 each. Tonight, 20 points each. So let's go. Picking up the slack for Burks. Big time. Big time. Big time. Let's salute some people in the chat, guys. We got a lot of hashtag news in here. I want to shout out ShyVamp101. What's going on? We got Gista Bay in the chat. What's going on, Gista Bay? Hassan Kiani, hashtag new. Leon Niu. Peace to Leon. Mark Ethan Cruz in here. Philip Smith. Dwayne Dowden, we got Danny, Jason, 0001, what's going on? Terrence Thornhill, how you feeling? So to everybody in Team Hashtag New, Ashley, you want a shout-out tonight?
First of all, shout-out to everybody sending me well wishes. I feel pretty much okay. Just like I said, I'm a little tired, but I'm okay. Shout-out to Chuck D in the chat. Make
right,
sure
man,
you guys
Chuck
put
D.
PE, hashtag PE
hashtag
in the
PE
chat.
In the chat, yep.
Shout-out to Noel, he said, I watched the game with my doctor, and he almost had a heart attack.
Hey, what did I tell you
about
them cardiac Knicks?
I don't know why that's funny to me.
What did I tell you about them cardiac Knicks? It's been real,
it's
people.
Real.
I've been living
but
that existence for 20-plus
years. But the fact that he watched it with
his
doctor,
years.
And his doctor almost had a heart attack is hilarious to me. Shout out to everybody representing Brooklyn, Queens,
BK,
Staten Island, the Boogie Down Bronx, Manhattan, yep. Long Island, New Jersey, Connecticut. Rocking with us tonight. We got almost 3,000 people in the chat.
Hit that thumbs up. Let's get
the
those likes up.
The world's a better place when the New York Knicks are winning.
Absolutely.
And shout out to everybody not named Max Kellerman.
Ah, right. Lord have mercy.
Shout out to everybody not named Max Kellerman, Ash. And great segue. Definitely great segue because if you guys missed it today, went toe-to-toe with that
CP the fan guy, Knicks fan TV. I'm starting to think the CP stands for Cat Tank.
I had to give it to him. I had to start the show off.
Okay, all the buzz,
sure
right? They've won seven in a row. I see that, CP. The Knicks are on
a
winning streak.
Definitely, you know, appreciate the, you know, the segment. If you guys missed it, make sure you guys catch it. It's up on the channel, CP versus Kellerman, once again on ESPN's Max Kellerman Show. So, great job as usual. Salute to Nick's likes is the one that is able to record these on a regular and send it over to me. So I definitely appreciate him for doing that.
Oh, he's doing that's dope. That's
yeah, yeah. Nick's likes. Shout out to Nick's likes. Make sure you guys are following him on YouTube as well. So he's the one that's capturing the Kellerman interviews and ripping them for us. So we're able to throw
dope.
It up. We're able to throw it up in the channel. So shout out to Nick's likes.
ESPN's not going to sue us, right?
No. Well, I hope not. If not, we got enough Super Chats to cover it, so we good. All right, so back to the Discord we go. Let's go to Mac Nix. He was at the game last night, I believe. Mac Nix, how you feeling, bro? Mac Nix going once. You're on the Discord, man. You got to rep. You got to unmute your mic, bro.
Mute, man.
Oh, Mac Nix ain't ready, man. Mac Nix, sorry, I got to throw you back in the queue.
In the kitchen, too, I guess.
I know who's ready, though. Angel from Philly in the building. Angel, what's going on, bro?
CP, what's good, bro? Can you hear me on the Discord phone?
Oh, you crystal clear, bro. Crystal clear, bro.
That's all right. I just got to make sure because I don't want to hear no excuses from Max. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My boy, CK2K, how you feeling, bro?
Smooth, man. 8 in a row, 4 seed. I'm feeling great, my guy. I'm feeling good.
That's what I like to hear. And to the queen, I hope you feel better. You know you don't need no makeup. So I just got to throw that in there, you know. And I thought you did great earlier today as well with the trio. So, you know, shout out to Ash, man. I'm really proud of you. So keep doing your thing, Queen. But, hey, man, first thing first, you know what I'm saying? Hit that thumbs up for your boys, y'all. It's a really big day. Not only did CP trash Max earlier, you know, I appreciate that W. That started my day. But, you know, obviously, it was a really big game today, man. You know, it was the four seed on the line.
Yeah.
And granted, you know, the defense, it was struggling a lot today. But that's because these teams can really shoot. You know, everything ain't going to be perfect. But the adversity that this team has been through is just light and day from last year, you know. And I'm so proud of this team. And, you know, it can only get better. You know, this season obviously is a winning season. You know, and I know we're going to attract more people to come to New York. So, you know, I'm really looking forward to that. But I'm going to give y'all some facts, man. The fact that we scored 70 points in the second half combined with overtime, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just amazing to see that this team can actually shoot. You know, at the beginning of the year, it was like this team can't shoot. Now it's we can't miss.
Yeah.
So it's just crazy, you know. And my guy, Julius Broadway Randle, 40 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists. Bullock with 6 threes. But I thought the key, honestly, was Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
And the fact that the ball movement, I mean, the ball movement in the fourth quarter and overtime, I mean, it looked like I was watching the Golden State Warriors in New York. I mean, it was just crazy. We were making everything. And, you know, at the end of – and I think right now we're – we're like 3 games behind Milwaukee, and I'm greedy, CP. I'm not settling for 4. I said it yesterday, and I'm going to say it again today. Let's go for number 3. Let's go, man. And I'm so proud of y'all. Appreciate y'all for taking my call, bro.
Appreciate it, Angel. Always appreciate you. Great call as usual. Angel wants 3, man. He's got his sights set high, so let's go. Let's go. Hey, I'm with it.
You got his Tibbs face on.
Yeah.
You got his Tibbs face on. I feel it. I appreciate it.
Emmanuel quickly says Tom Thibodeau declared tomorrow a blackout day and might revoke the team's access to the practice facility so everyone is forced to rest. All right. So much for dogging the players out on minutes. Tim's forcing the players to
said,
to
you know
take
what?
A rest.
You guys won 8 in a row. I'll give you a break.
Yeah. Well, what they said was last night after the game, you know, quickly and Obi were out there shooting after the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, they're young. They can do that.
Putting
that's
in work.
Fine.
Well, I'm just saying overall, you know, squad is, you know, they're putting in work. They're following Julius's lead and the vets lead, and they're really trying to push for this win, man. So good on them. Good on Tibbs for giving them a much-needed day off. We got Toronto coming in on Saturday, so big games ahead. But as Angel alluded to, you know, Julius 6-8 from downtown. Reggie Bullock 6-11. You had RJ 2-8, wasn't that great. D Rose 1-1, and then quickly 4-6. Knicks went shot 54% from 3 tonight. And like I said, over the 8-game winning streak, they've been 5th in the league in 3-point percentage. 2nd in net rating, 7th in offensive rating. Offense is starting to pick up, man. You know, they came in against 2 3-point shooting teams in the Hornets and the Hawks, and they kept the pace. They definitely kept the pace, and Bullock has a lot to do with it. Especially when RJ was off to that slow start. Bullock had a lot to do with it, and IQ came in and closed the door with a sensational last 2 games. So great job all the way around. Definitely shout out Kenyon Gulata. He's team hashtag new. He's a Kenyan from Montreal. He says the fire is stoked. This Knicks run is epic. He says, CP, when you going to smack Kellerman? I just smacked him today, man. You missed the whole thing. I just smacked it today. So that'll be next week, probably next Tuesday or Wednesday. Stay on the lookout for it, and it'll be up on Knicks Fan TV.
Tuesday and Wednesday now?
Tuesday or Wednesday. Because, see, it's usually supposed to be Tuesday, but now they've been bumping me out the spot for Dave Roberts of the Dodgers. I guess I don't have enough clout to maintain my slot.
Or maybe he just needs more time to prepare.
I like how you think. That's exactly what I was thinking.
And you know what I also think? I think there's now over 3,000 people in the chat.
Are they?
I only see 1,200 likes. First of all, hit that thumbs up button.
Let's hit that
because
thumbs up.
At least half of y'all, more than half of y'all not doing your job.
Yeah.
But also, I feel like you guys don't want this free world jersey.
I don't think anybody wants it.
That's what I'm saying. I'll take it, bro. If y'all don't want it,
clearly they don't want it, CP. Yeah. I mean, they're you with the thumbs up.
And
I
this is their favorite jersey, Ash. You got the joint behind you. This is their favorite jersey.
Throwback.
Yeah.
Listen, if they don't want it, I can take it and give it to my dad or something, because clearly you guys don't want it. You're not hitting that thumbs up button.
Get that,
so.
Let's get those likes. Let's definitely get those likes.
Or, yeah, let's give it to CK, too.
Let's go. Back to the phones we go. Nelson's up next. Nelson from the Bronx. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, CP? How you doing, brother?
Good. How you doing, man? How you feeling tonight?
Hey, I'm feeling well, man. I'm pretty sure all Knicks fans are feeling well, man. Hell of a job. 8-game winning streak. You know, you can't ask for nothing else. You know, the fact that we only have one superstar on the team and, you know, nobody else, you know, you can't ask for no better. Randle put a hell of a game on tonight, 40 points, third 40-point game performance of the season. Mm-hmm. And, man, Thibodeau. Thibodeau has been doing a hell of a job as a coach. If he ain't up running for coach of the year, man.
He's got to be up. He's got to be in the running.
Come on, man.
Got to be
in the running. He has to be up, man. Come on, man. You know, I'm a long life Knicks fan, and I think we deserve this season. And, you know, I think we'll do well in the playoffs if we can continue this momentum. The defense has been holding us all season long. All yep. season long, the defense. You got to give up the defense, man. And, you know, pretty much, you know, we got to keep it up, man. We got to yeah. fight and just keep going forward. You know what I'm saying? This off season is going to be real big for us. I believe we got to make some good moves and just add on to what we, you know, we have. I believe in this front office. I see the changes, and I just want to give it up to the Knicks overall, man. They've been doing a hell of a job.
Amen.
Appreciate it,
you know.
Great call, man. Appreciate the call. Let's go rapid fire because we got a lot of callers in tonight. Definitely want to make sure we hear from as many fans as we can. Moza from Uptown Harlem. What's going on, Moza? How you doing?
Oh, it's me,
bro?
Baby. Yeah. You guys hear me?
Loud and direct, bro. Loud and direct. I'm just making sure you're good.
I've been celebrating for the past 8 games. I would say, you know, shout out to you, CK. Shout out to you, CP. Shout out to the Queen, Ashley. No disrespect to my man from Philly. I want him to win. He's a gold ship. I want him to win. He's doing his thing. We won 8 games in a row. I'm on fire right now. Like I came home. I took off my polo sweater, put on my Knicks Fan TV hat. I'm walking around my house in my flip-flops. I'm fired up. I'm waiting for Jay Boogie to bless us. All I'm saying is that we make it into the second round in the playoffs. We in a good space. Juju is doing his thing, 40 points tonight. Yeah, I appreciate the work you guys do. Shout out to Dave. And I'm out of here. I'm short and sweet, I'm out of here.
Appreciate it, man. I mean, they got us jumping in rounds in the playoffs. CK, I was just going to say,
I'm like, dang, what day is it? What time is it,
let's
man? My man
sure
got in the second
it,
round,
man.
Bro.
We
got
to make sure we make it, bro.
I'm saying.
Give us a little word around the league and just to see where we are right now, bro.
I actually have a fun, interesting stat before we talk about some of these other teams. We're talking about our offense and everything, but we already know. I mentioned it yesterday. I'm going to mention it again. We're the hottest team in the NBA. But to add on to that, when you look at the top six in the Eastern Conference, we are the only team winning games because mm-hmm. we got the Sixers on a 2-game losing streak, Brooklyn losing tonight. We got the Bucks on a 2-game losing streak, and the Hawks and the Celtics, who are supposed to be wanting the 4th seed as much as us, losing their last 2 games. So the Knicks right now are playing hungry. The Wizards right behind us with 6 in a row. They jumped into that 10th spot, so we got to keep an eye on them. But with that being said, with us doing what we were supposed to do, win our game, I could care less about anybody else right now. But to be pay attention, Miami Heat, they're staying pat with where they're at because they blew out the San Antonio Spurs, who right now are on a nice little run of their own. They blew them out 107-87, trying to keep afloat in that race and try to jump up and try to get to where we're at. Also, for my draft fans, the Mavericks unfortunately beat the Pistons, so I have to mention that one for you guys. But, yeah, back to the Brooklyn Nets. The Brooklyn Nets dropped their game against the Toronto Raptors, and I know the Brooklyn Nets are sitting pretty in second, and, you know, they can afford to lose at whatever. But the point of the matter is the Toronto Raptors are a team that's trying to get that spot, like I just mentioned, from the Washington Wizards to possibly be in that play. And so even though it doesn't affect us right now, there's a potential that it might affect us somewhere down the line if, you know, the worst comes and we might have to see somebody in the play-in, that could be somebody we're looking at. So
yeah.
This game on Saturday just became a lot more real. Yeah, it's a big game because we could end their – well, I wouldn't say end, but we could definitely make a big dent to their chances and their hopes to be on any kind of playoff run for them. But outside of that, you know, Chicago lost their game, so they're not looking too pretty. Indiana, another team that's trying to stay in the hunt. They won their game against the Oklahoma City Thunder. But most importantly, those New York Knicks, got to mention again, eight in a row,
in
that fourth seed, and we're all by ourselves up there in that fourth seed as we are a half a game ahead of the Hawks right now. So enjoy it, y'all. Enjoy it.
Yeah, man.
Toronto's definitely going to be a big one because, you know, every time we play them, we seem to not be able to shoot threes well. So it's going to be interesting, not because it has like any playoff implications, but just because it's going to be a game that we should be able to win with the trajectory and the vibe that we're having right now. We should just be able to go ahead and continue it and things like that. But also, like, how did our game that was on national television, I'm going to go ahead and say it was because the Bulls are trash, get moved off of national TV? I want to say it has nothing to do with the Knicks, because the Knicks are surging, and if ESPN was smart, they would keep us on their network. I'm going to have to go with because we're playing the Bulls, and it's not Bulls, Knicks hate. I'm going to go with that. That's going to be my theory.
It's the Bulls.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. It's the Bulls,
unfortunately. But it is what it is. You know, we got MSG even better, so we don't have to run the risk of having to listen to Richard Jefferson yap all night about nothing. You know what I'm saying? So we'll keep it as is and keep it in-house with Breen and Clyde. I'm good with that, Ash. I'm definitely good with that.
I do love a Doris Burke game, though.
Oh, that's what I'm saying, but that's for sure.
It's a gamble. We did get Doris on Monday. Or was it Sunday? We got Doris on Sunday, so that was cool. But, you know, you just never know, man. Just never know. They throw the wild cards in there, so... definitely salute to them. Salute to everybody in the chat once again, man. A couple super chats have come in. Salute the Rhyme Animal, Chuck D. He says, Max was rope-a-doping away from the Knicks talking smoke. LOL, Max, he was on the bicycle hands jabbing from the side. Yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact, Chuck. Like I told you, I was coming in there guns blazing. I had my RJ New York Daily News ready to go just to start the conversation that way. And then he wanted to talk about the Brooklyn Nets and all of that. But
yeah, why he stunned you with that? Why he sidestepped the heck out of that?
He sidestepped it. You know, he ran from it. But, you know, we did get into some good talk. We talked about the Floyd verdict. We talked about that. And we talked about the MVP race.
Yeah, I love what you said about that.
Yeah, so we did get into some good topics there as well. So overall, it was a good segment. They're just still running. They're not ready for that Knicks talk. They're not ready for the real. But we give it to them right here on Knicks Fan TV.
Hey, I'm just saying, and God forbid, knocking on wood, but just watch the Knicks lose and snap the streak, man. Watch how fast you're going to be on that show Tuesday.
Yeah. I'll be on there Tuesday. Forget Dave Roberts. I'm on.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They're going to flip that
show. Not only that, but watch how fast then the Knicks are on every sports media program.
Right.
Were they for real? They finally lose. Yeah. They told you they weren't for real. And watch, listen, Stephen A. Smith, tomorrow you better not be on the Knicks bandwagon again.
Oh,
Grick.
Grick is
going to
be giddy. He's going to be schoolgirl giddy tomorrow. Don't worry about it. Salute my guy J. Cal out in the Bay Area. J. Cal sends a super chat to my guy Jason Calcanis. Eric L. Booker says, give me that 8-piece lemon pepper W's with a side of that number 4 seed. Julius Randle, all NBA since Earl Monroe, been on Twitter. Knicks are undefeated. Yeah, the Pearl is on Twitter. Salute to the Pearl, man. And speaking of the Pearl, I got my interview with Dick Barnett. We'll be debuting on YouTube this Sunday, so look out for the premiere of that. Shout out to Dick Barnett, a legend. We definitely had a great conversation, very insightful. Liam Connor says, I love what I saw tonight. Got to keep the fans hyped. I'm looking forward to going against Toronto next. ND147 says, Peyton is trying his hardest to kill the streak. Salute to Sam. Sam says, once the Knicks find their point guard of the future in the offseason, they'll be scary. They should draft Davion Mitchell and sign Lowry or Conley. Okay. All right. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's check with Mac Nix, man. We're back in the Discord. Mac Nix, are you ready, sir? Are you ready? Mac Nix. Going once. Going twice.
Sold.
Yeah, Mac Nix he just can't contain himself. Dave, I don't know what's up with Mac Nix, man. You got to check back on him. Daniel Fenton, I think, is ready to go, though. Daniel, what's going on? Oh, these guys are doing the Discord disservice, man. Daniel Fenton.
Hey, yo, what's up, man?
What's up, man? How you doing, bro?
It's good. What's up, CK? What's up, CP? Ashley, the queen, what's up?
What's good, man?
Looking fine as hell.
Where are you from, bro? Where are you from, man?
I'm from Manila, repping the Knicks from Manila, Philippines.
Okay, so we got international in the building, man. We in the Philippines, bro. Let's go. What's going on,
yes,
man?
Yes, sir.
What time
yes,
is it
sir?
Out
it's
there?
So
what
fun,
time is
man.
It out there?
It's been so long. We've wanted this for so long. We entered the playoff. I mean, the season.
Yeah.
Without the playoffs in mind. But look at us where we are right now, man. Like, we are slaying everyone in our path. We eat them, bro.
Yeah.
And I just want to give a huge shout-out to the bench, man. Like, the bench outscored the opposing bench.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely, Daniel. And appreciate the call, man. Appreciate the call. Daniel checking in from Manila, Philippines. So we got Philippines, and we in here internationally, man. Let's go. Throw your cities in the chat. Manila. Where are you guys checking in from? Daniel's repping the Philippines. Let us know what city, what country you guys are repping. And we'll definitely shout you guys out, man. So salute to that. We crispy. Audio crispy all the way from the Philippines, man. Look at that technology, man. Let's do it. All right, back to the phones we go. Who's up next? Let's hear from let's go some new people on the phones. Definitely want to hear from some new people. Let's go out to LA. Bowen, what's going on?
Oh, hey, CP.
How you doing, bro?
CK, how are you?
Good. What's going on?
Yeah, so Ash, hope you're feeling well. So after vaccine, I definitely know how that feels, and I recently got mine. So I just want to talk to you about tonight's game. Actually, it's my very first call ever. I didn't know you can do this, but yeah, I'm very happy to talk to you guys. This game is actually, you know, when I watched it, I was actually out during the second quarter and didn't really see it. It's like, okay, the game is tied. When they came back, we're down 11, and then I saw Trae Young laying down the floor. I was like, oh, my God, what's going on there? But it was pretty fun, and this game is exactly like what we saw a couple games ago with that Pelicans game. It feels, but except we tied again, they actually go on the miracle three and tie the game. And then I said, oh, no, don't worry, and the Knicks are going to win in the overtime, and they did. They did, which is, I feel like I never feel this good before, honestly. Never feel this good. It's been so long, man. I've been a Knicks fan since 2011. I started watching NBA that back then, so I've been a Knicks fan ever since. Live in Toronto for about 7 years. Never been a Toronto Raptors fan. Now living in LA. Never been a Lakers fan. Never been a Clippers fan. It's my Knicks all the time, and then now I can talk all the trash. I want all the smoke with my coworkers. And now they don't want no part of me. I've been a Peyton hater all the time, so I just want to give him a little apology. And you did good on that possession, you know.
Yeah.
You didn't screw up. You just steal the ball. It's all good. Just keep doing what you're doing. But sorry, not in overtime.
Yeah, man. Appreciate it, bro. Appreciate the call. Good to hear from you. And man, keep holding it down. Bowen checking in. Appreciate you, Bowen.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, Dave said Mac Nix is good to go. So Mac Nix, well, I don't know what happened to him. I guess I don't see Mac Nix anymore. So next up on the Discord, we're gonna go to G Knot, what's going on?
Just keep doing what you're doing, but sorry, not in overtime.
Yo, G Knot, you gotta mute your volume, bro.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yep, what's good, bro? How you doing?
Good. Are you? I'm online.
Yeah, you live and direct, man. You are live to 3,000 people on Knicks Fan TV, man. That's good.
All right. Yeah. Shouting you guys from France.
Okay. Oh. International. We in here. France. Repping. Let's go.
Yeah. 6 a.m. out here.
Nice.
Good morning.
Yeah, guys. Man, what a game. I was shaking through the whole fourth quarter. Yeah, just unbelievable. Just to go back to what Ashley was saying, I hope this core is gonna stay. Like, there's so many guys we need to keep.
Yeah.
Reggie, we do not talk enough about Reggie's always taking the best wing guy
on the
opponent team. So, really, really shout out to all you guys and hit that thumbs up.
Yeah, man. Quick question for you, man. How do you feel about Frank this year? You know, Tibbs has kind of throttled his minutes down. He's been situational. He did come in late in the, you know, closing possession there for defensive purposes. They had him checking Lou Williams. What's your take on Frank in the contract?
Yeah, he did the same thing with against the Pelicans. I think it was like the last 5 minutes. And yeah, really weird thing. I mean, we all think the same thing. We hope he can develop as a great defensive guard. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he only gives him the five last minutes of the game. I mean, I get it. We have some really good shooters on the guard side this season. Those guys are overachieving, and so I get it. I mean, I think Frank is going to play in a different franchise next year, and I hope he's going to get a chance to develop. But this year, man, if you just want me to talk about French guys, this year, man, we just blessed so many French guys, so many French guys on the scene.
Yeah, Maledon doing his thing too. Yeah, definitely, man. France is on the rise for sure.
Yeah. Sure.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
So shout out from France, guys. Have
a
good night.
Have a good day for you, bro. Take care, man. International out here, Ash.
Look at that. Philippines.
Yeah, we Philippines, France. Oh, I got one more for you. Let's go to Belize, because my guy Peter's on the check-in from the Discord. Belize in the building. What's going on?
Hey, good night.
Good night, man. How you doing? It's a typical Caribbean salute. He says good night like everyone else.
Yeah.
Y'all know the buzz.
At least you acknowledge that Caribbean people are mannerly.
Of course,
you know, everybody links us to the Jamaicans, you know.
Hey, Jamaica's got my people's got manners too, man. How you mean?
Yeah. talking smack. Good night, CK, Ashley, CP, 8 in a row.
Yeah.
I've been watching the schedule, and I believe that if we can get past the Raptors, we're gonna have a tough one against the Suns coming up. But if we can get past those two teams, man, we're gonna take this thing 12-13 in a row. I definitely feel that, you know. Definitely want to big you up, CP.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been following the back and forth discourse that you're having between Max Kellerman weekly. I know a lot of people were complaining that he sort of diverted away from Knicks talk, at least in the beginning, because I didn't see the whole clip, but the clip that you posted first, that is the one that we saw, and we were like, man, but he's kind of like talking about the Lakers and talking about everybody. The ESPN has a mandate right now that they cannot speak anything good about the New York Knicks,
right.
You know. So,
right.
Yeah, and so it's automatic now. Like he's no longer a debate. He's on the bandwagon, but he can't say it. So now he wants to talk about other things.
Yeah.
But what I'm seeing is that is an audition. We're gonna see you guys on ESPN after this. You know, we just hope that you take the Knicks fan TV to ESPN and just make it legitimate. You check?
Yeah.
You know, so, no doubt, but other than that, you know, I really hope that whosoever is voodooing all these star players falling left, right, and center, they need to stop it.
Yeah.
It's just becoming disgusting right now. I really hope that it's just not playing into the hands of the Lakers or the Nets, that they just win a championship by default, because all of these players are just dropping like flies, man.
Yeah.
You know, so I came up with this prayer. So could you bow your heads before I leave? Okay. Our Julius, who art in the garden, hallowed be thy name. Our players are balling. Thy wings be one in the garden as it is in Yankee Stadium. Give us this day 2 playoff series victories and get us to the battle for New York. And forgive us our blown seasons, as we forgive Max Kellerman, who talks trash against us, and lead us not into stupid trades, but deliver us from mediocrity. For thine is the kingdom, the Son, and the Holy Emmanuel, forever and ever. Amen. I'm going to leave you guys with that.
Hey,
the prayer didn't really go over. I didn't really have time to rehearse it.
Hey, no, that was hope perfect, man.
I get
that
all
was
my...
First go around, that was perfect, man. That was perfect, man. So, appreciate
it, Peter. But we have to pray for our Knicks, man. You know, Rose has those injury history, Noel, all these guys. You know, we just have to pray for health. And I feel like if we have health and strength going into this playoffs, we are going to make some noise.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Appreciate it.
All right, man.
Thanks again for calling in.
Good call.
My island breaker,
I called Jay Boogie the preacher, but he may have some competition.
Yo, he just,
that was a real sermon right there.
He freestyled a true prayer on the Knicks, man.
Yeah.
Salute to Peter, man.
Yeah.
If you guys are from the islands, man, throw your flags in the chat right now. Salute to Belize. You know, yeah, the Rose injury was a little concerning, too, because it was bang, bang. Capella stepped on his foot, and Rose swiped down on the ball. I thought he got all ball. They called a foul on him, but
me
then
too.
Capella dropped on his back. We lost Noel and Taj. They got slapped in the face. Luckily, Noel came back. But, you know, our two top dogs, give thanks. Julius only missed the game this season. Now RJ hasn't. So, you know, the injury bug is catching everybody in the league. Kawhi Leonard just went down. You see Trae Young went down tonight. Harden set back. KD's set to come back. AD's set to come back. So, a lot of injuries this year for the you know, league-wide. A lot of injuries league-wide. So
big injuries, too. Not small injuries. A lot of them are big injuries.
Yeah, big injuries. Big
definitely,
injuries.
Obviously, you want this team to go far in the playoffs, but you also want them to be healthy going into it, into the postseason. So, that's
for
also
sure.
Something that sometimes gets overlooked in the heat of competition, that the end goal of any season before even going into the post is just finishing it out healthy. So that's what I hope for our guys. Obviously, we're not as loaded as some other teams, so one man going down really makes the difference on our squad. And I'm just hoping that we continue, just like we were very lucky during the pandemic, during the midst of the pandemic, the big, you know, chunk of it, to not have any guys outside of Derrick Rose. And then eventually I think it was Burke who ended up catching COVID. But for the most part, we were able to avoid any outbreaks and any postponements and anything like that. So I just hope that trend continues with injuries and the Knicks are able to stay ultimately healthy. So.
For sure.
And we got over, 1,700 likes. I'm digging it.
Let's go.
I feel like
go,
I was Ash. Listened to.
Just
I was respected. I was heard.
They want
My work
the spree.
Here is done.
They want the spree. So, Ash, we'll see you Saturday afternoon, Knicks-Raptors.
I will. I'm going to leave you guys so I can get some rest.
Yeah, go get rest.
Do the damn thing.
And hang out with you just for a little bit. But I will be back in full force on Saturday for our 9th win. And I look forward to being back to my old self back then. So, you guys, I will be watching. I'll be hanging out in the chat for a little bit before
for
I knock
sure.
out and go to sleep. So, you guys... enjoy the rest of the show. Happy birthday, Jay Boogie.
Happy
I know you're
birthday,
watching.
Jay
happy
Boogie,
birthday,
Jay Boogie, man. Everybody throw a happy birthday to Jay Boogie in the chat. Ash, we'll see you. Great job as usual.
Bye.
And that was Ashley Nicole Moss. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for your squad. Ash, definitely appreciate you. All right, let's go.
Just like the players, Ashley, you stay out of the gym.
Yeah.
You ain't allowed to play. You ain't about to pick up a hoop. You better go get some rest. All right, just like the players. You're not allowed. Take some
factuals,
rest.
Bad. All right, back to the phones we go. We got a lot of new callers in the QCK, so we got to go to the new ones. I see some familiar faces in here. I want to hear from the new ones. Let's go to Baby Heck. Baby Heck, what's going on, man?
What's going on, CP? What's popping, everybody? Salute to all you soldiers out there, man, and a big ups to Ashley, man. I know you're going through it, mama. You hang in there. Stay blessed. God is with you all day. As far as everything else goes, I wanted just to say one thing, you know what I'm saying? When you hit that subscribe, always know that after every show, you got to hit the like button as well. People tend to forget that when you hit the subscribe, just because you get, you know, told that you on live, that they don't have to hit the like button for every show. And I think that's probably
what. Let them know the protocol, man. Appreciate you, bro. Appreciate it.
You know what I mean? And so this is what I want to talk about real quick, man. Mm-hmm. Real talk. So big ups, New Yuri. We out here. We outside. We doing our thing, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so this is one of the things I want to talk about. I think one of your callers called in earlier and talked about the Shaq situation on TNT, what he said, I think, a couple of nights ago and all that. And I understand that you want to keep the integrity of the NBA players and all that and saying, you know, sticking up for them and all that. And I get that. It's your show. You want to keep it good. You know what I'm saying? But he did go in on us a little bit. We did hit the fourth seed. We there. Yeah. We dolo tonight, at least for a night.
Yeah.
Let's stay blessed on that situation. But you got me turning to, after the game, all excited. Everybody's excited. New York's outside. Right now we're going bananas and all that. But I turn to NBA, you know, TV, and I see, you know, what they talk about the Knicks. You know what I'm saying? So I'm, like, waiting and all that to see what they say now, right? Mm-hmm. Like, give us our respect. Big game. So I turn on the channel. They put the Knicks, you know what I'm saying? They're coming up, whatever, go to commercial.
Mm-hmm.
Come back, and all they show is little Roadrunner, ankle twisted, and hope he feels better, and then they skip the Knicks. They skip what we did tonight.
It's just like they did in the Dallas game. The Dallas game was about Luka. The Dallas game was about Luka. The Pelicans game was about Zion, even though Randall busted his ass two games in a row in a week.
Facts.
In a week. So everything, and appreciate the call, fam, everything that we've been saying, and it's not to knock these people, right? These people go out, they make a living, they put food on the table. It's not about that. But it's about explaining to the people and showing why we do what we do, why CK2K does what he does, why we do what we do on Knicks Fan TV, why we do the post-game live show. It's because the mainstream, you're not getting that coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're not getting that coverage. You're not going to hear from my man just now, Baby Heck, speaking truth. Right? Because some channels got to keep it politically correct. We don't have to do that here. We keep it respectful. Yep. It's a family show.
Oh, right.
But we say what we want. As long as it's you know, as we put some logic to our takes and we put some respect on our takes, we say what we want. We don't have to pull back here. We don't have to do that here. Yep. You know, other channels, they don't cover the team as in-depth. It's always about, you know, the mainstream casuals perspective, and the Knicks fan gets left out. We don't leave him out here. Go ahead, bro.
Facts. That's facts. I also want to shout out my man dropping that Roadrunner comment.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I love it. That was great.
Yeah, I love that. I couldn't say it any better myself, man. That's what it's about. That's why I love this space. And, you know, all respect to homie from Belize talking about, you know, us, you know, taking ESPN and stuff. We don't want it. Like you said, we in a space right now where we are free to give this team that we love all the respect and the proper attention that it deserves. You know, even through the rough times, you know, we're here talking about the little things that they're not going to talk about. They're going to make their jokes. They're going to poke their fun. They're going to, you know, do what they have to do.
It's the low-hanging fruit I was hitting Kellerman on, man. That's the type of time Shaq is on and Barkley and all them guys. They're not studying the Knicks.
Yep.
They're not studying the Knicks. So it is what it is.
And we're here to make sure that, and like you said, we get amazing calls from people, the voices of the fans, voices from the streets. That's
the people
it's about,
that matter the most.
Facts.
That's why people send me DMs all the time. CP, I can't believe what so and so said, what Chris Broussard said, what this guy said, what that guy said.
Yeah,
I said, you know what? I tell them, like I tell everybody, same time, I don't watch.
Yeah. That's what I told him. I'm like, turn it off.
I don't watch. You know what I mean? If I want to know more about the Knicks other than the Knicks Fan TV, I'll go to Begley. I'll go to film school. I'll go to Sim. I'll go to JL. Like, I'll go to CK. You know, there's so much within our ecosystem to get inside on the team, to get into opinions on the team. I barely watch TV, bro. Outside of the games, I don't even watch TV, bro. You know what I'm saying? So to each his own. It's not to persuade people or dissuade people. I'm just saying that to say you have more than enough coverage around where you don't need them to validate your experience as a fan. That's all I'm saying. That's the bottom line.
Completely agree. We don't need the opinion of this guy that's been on TV forever. And all due respect, you know, you got your career. I get that. But just because they are not saying something about your team – Don't that doesn't mean that our team is not doing what it's doing. We're the hottest team in the league. Yeah. You don't need to hear from somebody on TV tell you that.
For the validation, man. We have it right here.
It's right here.
Yep. We have it right here, man. That ice ain't colder. We got everything we need right here. You want the insiders, we'll call Begley up. You want the fans, you just heard from people, Philippines, France, Belize, all in one shot. We're global, man. We're connected. The power of the interwebs, man. All right, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Texas. Jordan, what's going on?
What's going on, man? I'm so excited. I've been waiting so long for this, man. We got this big group chat with all my friends. And
let's go.
Every year, it's the Knicks, they're terrible. And of course, this year, the group chat's silent. You know what I'm saying?
Silent.
The group chat is absolutely silent on Knicks game nights.
Good money, man. Good money.
Anyways, man, I just wanted to talk a little bit about kind of late game situations.
Yeah.
Do you guys notice? And I noticed tonight. I thought it was great. Emmanuel quickly was on the ball. We had ball movement. I feel like a lot of the time we go to that isolation with Julius Randle.
I hate
all respect to Randle. Like, I love the guy. He's been great. But sometimes we do, especially the last play of regulation. You know what I'm saying? Where everyone just kind of stands there and he chucks up one of those deep two pointers.
Yes.
I don't know. I just wanted to hear what your guys' thoughts on that were and what you guys kind of thought about how we did it in overtime. So I thought that was great, and I hope we stick with that.
Well, to me, and appreciate the call, Jordan, and you know, definitely repping the group chat for the people. I can't stand the isolation play. He didn't even get the shot off in time.
No.
On this, and it's not to say that he doesn't he can't do it, because he's definitely shown that he can. I just like to get more shots in rhythm, better flow, better ball movement. You know, maybe there's a guy that can set him up. Maybe RJ or IQ can set Julius up on the pick and roll. Just get him some easier looks and something in rhythm. You know what I mean?
That was my first point. Yeah. When we started the show, I had to point that out because I'm right there with you. We talk about it all the time. I hate that we go away from the reason why we are in the game at that point in time. We move the ball. We play – like, we're finding our offense because, like you said, at this point, sometimes we got to find the offense by committee, especially when we have Julius that's not in the right position for a shot or something off like that. And then we go into situations like this where iso ball always kills us, especially at the end of the game. So that's why I had to give my props to Emmanuel quickly for waving him off. And we heard a few calls talking about it tonight, waving him off in that overtime because we need to keep the ball moving. It wasn't working. Yeah. We don't want to start forcing the issue. Get the shot off. It resulted in an RJ Barrett make around the rim. And it resulted in ball movement leading to a three from Emmanuel quickly. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm completely right there with you. I feel like we put ourselves in those bad positions when we play that iso ball at the wrong times. And that's taking away nothing from Julius Randle because there's no – he had 40 points. He did what he had to do. But at the same time, we got to move that ball, play that team game, and that is the reason
with
why we are here.
6 seconds left, that's not the shot. I mean, that's a shot you
take. We had six seconds.
That's a shot you take with 2 seconds. You know, conversely, look at the play that the Hawks ran,
right,
to get Bogdanovich that look.
Mm-hmm.
Just a nice screen. They caught Noel slacking, and they got the 3-pointer that they were looking for. The next day, dump it into Julius. He's hold it, and gets a shot off not in time.
Late.
Gets it off late. Yeah. You know, so it's just better execution. Like we talked about it last episode. The Knicks were way better executing sidelines, out of bounds, and timeout plays on the Miller. Definitely something you want to see improve on the Tibbs as the years go by. They just haven't been crisp in executing these plays.
Yeah, that was another bad shot. Like, I was excited. I was like, are we trying something different? Because he put Knox out there, and I was just like, oh, maybe we're using him as a decoy, set some screen, and get up. We had 6.2 seconds. That's so much time, man. And it just turned into a dribble, 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 like you said, shot clock violation. So, I don't know. Yeah, I agree. That's been one of the keys. But, again, we know that Tom Thibodeau's weak point is the offense. So, hopefully, you know, filling in that Mike Woodson void in the offseason. I know we're excited about players and stuff like that, but maybe we find somebody that can help with that situation.
That's right. So, to everybody in the chat right now, CK, we still got 2,500 rocking strong with us right now. 12 o'clock.
Eight wins in a row do that, bro. Eight wins in a row do that.
I heard Lloyd Banks is in the chat vibing with the people right now. Shout out to Banks. He doesn't miss a show. The Rhyme Animal, Chuck D, is in the building. He doesn't miss a show. Shout out to Q-Tip. Q-Tip is with it. Eight in a row. I was just talking to them earlier. Eight in a row. Let's get it going. Hey, man, we got the Sprewell jersey going away. Who wants it? It is going up for grabs. We're going to give it away in 10 minutes. I know Jay Boogie's lurking somewhere. He said he was going to give us a two and one. We waiting on him. Definitely want to shout out some more super chats that came in. Shout out Charlie Correa. He said, I want the tags. Charlie wants a jersey with the tags. So Charlie's in it to win it. Shout out Will Caldwell with the super chat. Maxwell Walter says, that Spree jersey's lit. Let's go, Knicks. I'm doing a one-man mosh pit in my living room, for God's sake. Jay Boogie going to kill me tonight. Game ball got to be Rose and Quick. That backcourt really makes the offense move. Salute. Yeah, I really love Quickley's game tonight, man. I was in his bag tonight.
Controlled. Like Ashley said, man, rookie looking like a vet, playing like a vet. I love that dude's game today.
I was so happy to see IQ get out that slump, man. So happy to see him get out that slump, man. He's important. He's an important piece, definitely. Who else super chats? Travi says, hey, Ashley. Well, she's gone now. CK, what's good, homie? Them Hawks fans hating something serious right now. Shout out to Julius, the true MVP. Go Ghetto 0712 says, you're not from the South if you hadn't had ketchup on the grits. Uncultured taste buds.
No. Even then, that's kind of a little sus. But on the grits, I will give a pass to. But no, my man said in. He put I-N. The grits. So I don't know, man. I don't know. I'm not
an expert,
grits.
Man. I can't really weigh in yay or nay, man. I'm not a grits guy. I'm an oatmeal guy, man. I just busted up some steel cut ones this morning. It was popping. I love it. Every morning, I'm in there. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go West Coast. Let's go to our guy, Pal. Hey, Pal's in the building. What's going on, bro?
Pal.
Yo, what's really good, guys?
What's good, bro?
Man. Eight wins in a row. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. How you feeling, man?
Yo. I'm going to keep it mad brief, man. Salute CK, CP, you already know, man. Hit that thumbs up for your boys. I'm only on the phone because I like the sound of this gritty phone call. It reminds me of New York radio. So you already know. Join the Discord, guys. Join the Discord. You already know. Hit that thumbs up. But, yo, when are we going to start considering Tibbs as Coach of the Year? Can we please manifest that? CK, if you can manifest Zodu NY, you can manifest Tibbs Coach of the Year. Let's go. I'll hang up. One.
I'm there, bro. I'm there.
I'm there. I'm there.
I am there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there.
Before and like I said, I think you said the same thing. It's the only person ahead of him. My light goes off. But we got to give love to Monty Williams, man.
Yes,
that dude.
Yes.
Like, I get it. You could talk about CP3 because we both talked about how he should be in the MVP race and all that, but. That's the only person I have ahead of Tibbs right now because that Suns team was not a playoff team last year. I understand they had that run, but to jump the way that they jumped, it's hard. But at the same time, I'm not disagreeing at all. Yeah. Tom Thibodeau should be in the conversation, should be in the top two, top three of the conversation.
As you pull
not
up
just
our guy Alan Hahn's tweet, he says, who has done more with less? Who has made more of his roster with the coaching staff has gotten the most juice from the squeeze? 1,000%. This is not even homework talk. This is real talk. Done more with less. This is the same team, more or less, bro. Mm-hmm. The same team.
Same team.
And the reason why I gave them 26 wins is because I never expected the defense to be this way, this consistent at this point in the season. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I never expected this team. Yes, they have a defensive coach, and we know Tibbs that's his forte. And we know, you know, you should expect improvement, but this much improvement?
Not like this. And the biggest point is this team is not that much different than last season, like you mentioned. Like, that's the biggest thing. Like, yeah, this man was pretty much handed the exact same team and did a lot more with it. Right. So, yeah, I agree. Allen's on with that one for sure.
I mean, it's incredible, man. This is not Homer talk. This is real talk. You got Reggie Bullock making $4 million. Mitch is making a mil. Well, Mitch is underpaid, like I said, but Mitch is making a mil. Alec Burks, you brought in for $6 million. Mm-hmm. You know, you traded for some scraps for Derrick Rose. Great move by them. Tibbs. Great move by Tibbs.
Yep.
And Julius's turnaround, RJ's second year, it's incredible, man. It's absolutely incredible. You're getting rookie performance contributions from Quickly. It's been absolutely incredible.
Mm-hmm. All around.
All the way around. Thanks. So that's that. But, you know, I got to put Tibbs in there, man. I got to put
Tibbs 100%. It's not even a question. I'm with them. We got to put that in existence, and the conversation needs to be had. Yeah, he's in there for sure. Not even a question.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to G-Money from Brooklyn. G-Money, what's going on?
G-Money
sound like you in
the
car.
What's going on? How you guys doing?
What's good, man? What, you in the streets, man? What, you sound kind of loud in your background, bro.
Sorry, man. I'm in my room watching something. My fault. Okay. Yeah, I loved how our defense was locked in the fourth quarter and overtime. Loved how we were crashing the glass. Julius Randle had another MVP-type game. R.J. Barrett was attacking the basket in the second half. He was huge in the second half.
Yes.
Derrick Rose, man, he's been a gem. Making some big plays for us, attacking the rim. His three was rolling. IQ, Emmanuel Quigley, was big. His long range was going, making free throws, attacking the basket.
Yeah.
And also Reggie Bullock was hotter than a sauna from downtown.
Yeah, yeah.
Six threes, man. Eight straight wins for the first time since 2014. And we have sole possession of four seats, and we get home court advantage.
Yeah. Agreed, man. Agreed. And you mentioned Bullock. Yo, he just seems just locked in. He's another guy that I'm just watching his form and his rhythm and his jump shots, and it just looks good, man. He's just locked in. You know, Bogdanovich gave him some work in the fourth quarter in crunch time. It is what it is. He's a good player. But Bullock is the guy that Tibbs puts on the other team's best player. You know, you saw him on Trae Young at some points in the night. Bullock gets those tough assignments. And then on the other end, he's got to knock down those threes. And like I said, he has to let it fly. Can't have no more of those games where it's only four shot attempts. That's not going to be good enough. He went 6 of 11 from downtown tonight. And that's what you need from Reggie Bullock if he's going to be a starter. I have no problem with it. I never had a problem with him with a sort. My problem was that he wasn't shooting the ball enough. And
he was playing all those minutes, and he was only putting up like six, seven, not even six, like seven shots. Right. Or, you know what I mean? He's playing about 38 minutes.
To be a starting three, especially with the lack of depth that we had at that position. He just wasn't scoring enough. So, you know, and the chemistry, him and Randle, is definitely there. And that's good to see. So, great win. All right, let's go rapid fire. I want to hear from some new people. Let's go to Melvin from Brooklyn. What's going on?
All right, bro, rapid fire real quick. I just want to say I think Julius Randle should be the MIP.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tibbs definitely should be the coach of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I think Quigley and Rose, that combination is awesome, even though I've tried to get Rondo instead of Rose, but Rose has been awesome. Nerlens Noel was very undervalued, that $5 million.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What else? And get rid of six.
Okay.
That's it. Have a good night.
I was waiting for it. It felt like it was coming up. I knew it was coming.
The bait and slant is always automatic. All right, we haven't heard from Discord in a minute. Let's go to Bailey in the Discord. Bailey, what's up, man?
I'm just going to say I absolutely love this team, and I'd say this is a hot take. I don't know if the comments are going to agree with it or not. This Knicks team would beat the 2013 team.
Ooh.
I guarantee you, the starting five evens itself out, but this team this year, this bench is just a lot better.
Ooh, against Knicks tape? That's tough. That's tough. I need time to outline.
Yeah, me too. I got to go back and back with that one. Yeah.
Against Knicks tape, that was on my last favorite team. I gotta line it up. All right, let's go.
That's a take. All right, that's a hot take, Bailey.
right, let's rip it real quick. Bailey, where are you from, matter of fact, bro?
Australia.
Yeah, man,
he's a CK Crew diehard, man.
No
appreciate
doubt.
The call, man.
Salute, Bailey, salute, man. Salute That's to everybody man. Down in Australia, man. What time is it out there, bro?
2:28 p.m. for pretty much 2:30.
Nice, okay, no doubt. All right, let's run it real quick, CK. So, Who are we going starting five from Knicks tape? We going Felton?
Yeah, he was there, right? Yeah, Felton.
Are we going Kidd at the two? Or are you going JR at the two? Where are you going, JR? Are you going
JR off the bench, right?
Yeah, JR was more off the bench. He was 6 minutes.
Yeah.
So
you guys want to at the two?
You want to go Shump? They had Kidd at the two at some
Shump.
Points. All right, we'll go Shump. We'll go Shump.
I'll
Mello
go Shump.
At the three.
Uh-huh.
Tyson at the five. Yeah, who are you going at the four?
Who's at four?
Who?
Amari.
So we're pretending he's healthy. Okay, and Tyson at five.
The four was random, man. You had
yes.
Kenyon was starting at the four at some
yep.
point.
Mm-hmm.
The four was random, but Amari, Kenyon, right? And then we're going Peyton, RJ.
Oh, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't
we're
know.
We're going Bullock, RJ.
I don't know.
RJ, Julius. And are we going Mitch or Noel? I mean, Mitch is gone. We got to go Noel.
Well, if we're
right
playing,
now.
If Stat's healthy, Mitch is healthy. If we're playing this game, I want to see. I'm looking at the chat. I'm seeing what the chat.
Yeah,
has to
what's
say.
The chat say? I don't know, man.
It's hard. But the thing is, I don't think you're that. I don't think it's too crazy. I do like if I'm looking at it now. You know,
yeah.
Melo's gonna be cooking. I
Melo's
get that,
cooking.
But then
this
outside
MVP,
of that,
this is MVP year. Mello.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I was gonna say.
But Julius is cooking as well. Julius is cooking as well, man.
I'd say.
See, no, the chat's buying this, CP.
Wait, what's the chat saying?
They're like, I mean, the defense though, and they're saying I agree with caller. We got multiple people agreeing.
All right, let's go to points. I'm taking Felton over Peyton all day, easily.
Easy.
I'm taking RJ over Shump, easily.
Easy.
That's easy. All right.
Reggie
Reggie's the two, really. Reggie's the two, really.
Yeah,
so
but,
it's,
I think,
really
but I think
RJ
your matchups are perfect because Reggie would be on Melo.
Reggie would be on Melo. So I'm giving that Melo all day, easily.
Yeah, easy money. Yeah.
Four is going Julius. Julius is killing
easy.
Anybody at the
yeah.
here.
But here's the fun one. What you go with, Tyson or Mitch?
I'm going Tyson, man.
Yeah, by just a thread, man. I love Tyson Chandler's Nick, but I think I'm going with Tyson, too.
I'm going Tyson. Better rebounder. Decent shot blocker, but a better rebounder for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And he was defensive player of the year. So starting five, I got to give it to Nick's tape.
Yeah.
Got to give it to Nick's
tape. Yeah, because they got offense.
Right
yeah.
now, bench. Mm-hmm. You got JR.
Benches.
You got JR and Kidd versus Rose and IQ. Yo, that's nice right there. But JR was more of a consistent scorer, you know what I mean? In fairness to IQ, he's just getting started. I think Kidd was a better facilitator. Obviously.
That's the thing
Never
right there.
Never stopped
uh-huh.
facilitating.
For general. Yeah,
I thought Kidd's three-point shot fell off dramatically. For that team, I thought that was part of the reason why we weren't that good.
Sheed in that team as well.
Definitely. She was on that.
She Novak. You cannot forget Novak, man.
Oh,
Novak. So then
that's
you got,
what I'm saying.
So then you got Novak against
His
Burks.
Bench is deep, bro.
You got
I'm sorry,
Novak
yeah.
against, I gotta go Knicks tape, man.
Because I'm here remembering. Yeah, that's like CP said. We had to go piece by piece, and I'm here remembering everyone. Yeah, I don't know. Knicks tape was.
I
deep,
gotta
bro.
Go Knicks tape. You had Copeland was firing off the bench.
Yeah.
I gotta go Knicks tape, man.
More
three,
offense
they, because
over there.
they were a way better 3-point shooting team.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Also, wasn't Prigioni there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Pablo was there.
Yeah, that's it, bro. That's it. Yeah.
I'm sorry, man.
Knicks tape takes.
That wasn't BD year. No, BD was on that
BD
one.
BD was the year before that.
Before,
BD was
yeah.
the year before
mm-hmm.
that.
BD and Mike BB was
fairly similar team.
We played Miami.
Yeah, BD was there before that. I got to go with Knicks tape, man, because their bench was way deeper. They were a better 3-point shooting team and a better starting five all around.
The chat is siding with this year, man.
Really?
I mean, some of it, we got a lot of Knicks tape people, but there's a lot of people saying, like, everyone's going the chemistry route, defense. Like, they're all saying, like,
sure,
how much.
Sure.
Woodson versus Thibodeau.
Sure.
Chill out. I'm sorry. I've already exclaimed that Michael Woodson is my of my era of my time watching Knicks basketball. That's my favorite Knicks coach.
And they dedicated tonight's win to Woodson, man. I love that. Love that sentiment. Woodson came back since he left for Indiana. Yeah. The team has rallied around him, and you know the thing about Woodson, Tua, man. Everyone who I had interviewed from that Knicks tape team, from Kmart, Felton, Rasheed Wallace, you know, they loved Woodson as that player's coach, man, and he saw it. You know, they showed that little 5-second clip from MSG, and all the kids were rallied around Mike Woodson, RJ, IQ, Nerlens Noel, you know, and Woodson just got there, man, this year, you know, meaning like he just came back this year. So that was cool to see, and they definitely dedicated the game to him. I got to go next date.
Yeah, Knicks tape by, a lot of people are giving it Knicks tape by like an inch.
Yeah.
A lot of Knicks tape coming in right now, but yeah.
When Woodson got the Indiana job, I was questioning, would Tibbs be able to coach without him and see how they go? They lost their first game without him, and I was nervous. I was like, oh, this is not going to go well. Then this came along.
Yeah.
They started to pick it up and fire up.
Yeah.
So I'm glad. I'm glad they proved my worry wrong.
Facts, man. Ooh. Facts. Bailey, great question, man. Very thought-provoking and constructive, man. Make sure you call in, man. So to everybody from Australia, New Zealand, checking in.
Appreciate that's my guy, man. Before he does that.
I can say one thing.
Yeah, go ahead, bro.
CK, I'm the prophecy.
He is the prophecy. I'll explain. I got to explain, CP.
No doubt. Yeah. His name in the Discord is Bailey the Prophecy, bro.
He just changed it to the C. I got to give him his credit. Look, this man called the IQ game, and understand Emmanuel quickly. We got to think about it, because at the first half, Elfrid Payton, I know we want to talk our trash. Elfrid Payton was playing okay in that first half. He had a good first half. Derrick Rose was on fire, and it just looked like Emmanuel quickly was going to, you know, fall to the wayside a little bit there with just how the two main point guards were playing. But he called in, because I did the during the game, we were doing the call-in call, whatever you want to call it. And he said Emmanuel quickly is going to blow up and have a good second half. And then lo and behold, Derrick Rose fouls out. No one saw that one coming. Elfrid Payton has another one of those mess up third quarters.
Yep.
Some people probably saw that coming. And Emmanuel quickly, like he said, he took the reins and went off. So yeah, this dude, and he's been making a lot of takes, and he's been on point with some of these parlays over on my chat and in my call-ins. So yeah, he gets the prophecy nickname just for right now.
Salute to Bailey, man. Good call. Definitely constructive call. I got to go Knicks tape. I love both
teams.
Yeah,
me too.
I love both teams. I got to go Knicks tape.
Yeah.
The bench was way more raw. Yeah. Way more. You know, 54 wins. Let's put that, you know, in perspective as well.
Yeah. You got to go Knicks tape. I agree.
Got to go Knicks tape, man. And you look, that Knicks tape team won 3 out of 4 against the Heat that year.
Yep.
So, and I was there opening night. They beat that ass, and I was
they
sure
thrilled. Did, man. It was crazy, because I felt like every year they kept having us open against LeBron James, whether it was the Heat, Cavaliers, and we always came to the – we always showed up.
Melo
no
LeBron
matter how bad the team was,
great.
We always showed up.
Melo LeBron year matchups were fantastic. All right, we're going to go a couple more calls, and then we're going to do the giveaway. Make sure you guys are signing up, man. Lucky number eight. I've been sitting on this for a while, waiting for the opportunity. When was I going to give it away to the family? And tonight is the night, man. I literally just, when the clock struck zero, I said, we got 8 in a row. No brainer. Jumped in there. And tonight's giveaway is sponsored by my guy, Shells Heavy, one of our illustrious mods, our hardworking mods. Shell's been a day one supporter of Knicks Fan TV. And he provides, you know, he supports the merch. He's the merch gang when it comes to this Knicks merch that we give away. And that's just what we do. So salute to Shells for chipping in. Appreciate it. All right, to the phones we go. Trent from Queens. Trent, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hearing me good?
Yeah, loud and clear. Go ahead, bro.
Hey, it was a great win. It was nice to see 8 wins in a row, man. It's been a while since we could say that. You know, even though the mainstream sports channels ain't covering it. You know, I'm sure they'll cover it once we lose. You know, they love that. So I'm going to start a hashtag for you, man. It's going to be hashtag Maxi Stick to Boxing.
You know, we're
going to make sure Max Kellerman just sticks what he knows.
No doubt, man. No
doubt. Punch, punch, jab, jab. He ain't going too many more rounds with you.
He's hanging on by a thread, Trent. He's hanging on by a thread, man. And appreciate the call, my guy. Hashtag Max stick to boxing, according to Trent, man. Brian from Newark, what's going on, man? We're going rapid fire, CK. Brian, what's going on, bro?
What up, guys? I got the paper done yesterday, so that's good.
Good job.
thank you. Other than that, you guys already know, tomorrow we're rooting for the Sixers. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they win. On the road for the 3 seed. But other than that, yo, the Garland's rocking tonight. I was at the game.
Nice.
Should have never let them come back. Yeah, we should have never let them come back, even though we're up by 7 or 3 minutes. But other than that, yeah, guys, everything's cool. Have a good one, bye.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate you, man. Brian. Brian did the paper, went to the game. He's winning right now. He's having a good week, man. Hopefully you aced it. You know what I mean? Eric from New Jersey, what's going on?
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good. How you doing?
Good, man. I just wanted to make a couple points on the game tonight. And also, I wanted to get some thoughts from you guys as far as, like, seeding and everything like that. Mm-hmm. So, for example, now, like, you know, we're sitting – I want to give a couple shout-outs, too. I want to shout-out Rob Pelinka. I want to shout-out Jeannie Buss. I want to shout-out Kobe Bryant for these reasons. Mm-hmm. Kobe, for being a mentor for Julius, you know, and, you know, giving him this work ethic. I mean, his jump shot is – improved drastically this year alone. Like, that shot that he took at the end of the game, I mean, that's the shot that he's been hitting all year. I think the play broke down. I think Thibodeau had something for Julius coming off the screen to the top of the key and get an isolation at the top of the key. But it broke down, and he kind of went to the wing on that one. But it's a shot he's been hitting all year. I'm really proud of him, proud of Kobe because of that mentorship role that he took with him.
Yeah.
Pelinka, because – hey, he was an agent, and he became a general manager, and he was successful in it, which led the Knicks to hiring Leon Rose, which is a well-known agent, and having his guy, Wes, in there, and everybody knows him in the league. Mm-hmm. So their connections, I think, was making this team really roll. You know, and Jeannie Buss for hiring Rob Pelinka and opening that door for agents to be able to run a team. I mean, agents really have the down low on the players. Players trust the agents. And for them to be in there in the thick of things, I think that's why we're successful. And Thibodeau, I mean, honestly, I mean, when you look at what he's done in his career, there's two things that you could say that are true. You can be bad at evaluating talent. Mm-hmm. When he was in Minnesota, he was not a good general manager because he was trying to play the guys that they drafted. He was trying to play Wiggins. He was trying to play Carl. And those guys just weren't ready. But another thing that is true is that he's a great coach. What he brings to the floor every night is just great. Defensively, I mean, they're organized. If you guys remember last year and the year before with Fizdale, when we used to get close in games, we used to break down. His plays down the stretch in games was terrible. Mm-hmm. We couldn't get a shot off. Mm-hmm. We would create turnovers at the end of the game. Hey, even though Julius didn't get the shot, you know, didn't get it off in time, at least it came off his hand. I said, hey, at least it went towards the rim, even though it wasn't going to count. So I think this year we're better in all aspects of the game, especially on defense. I want to give a shout out to RJ. I think he's been playing incredibly. He's almost shooting 40% from three. A kid that when he was coming out of Duke, that was one of his weaknesses on draft night. When Bylus and everybody was talking about him, what I wanted to see if you guys could talk about a little bit was, you know, our positioning right now. I think Atlanta, out of those teams from 5, 6, 7, 8, I think Atlanta at full strength is not the team that I want to see. I don't care if we have home court advantage.
Yeah.
I think they're a good team as far as matchups. Boston's another team. But I think Atlanta's firepower, and you could see them tonight even with Trey going down.
Yeah.
Our defense, we were running. We were out there.
Yeah, I mean, and appreciate the call, man. I think, honestly, and just because we're going rapid fire, but honestly, anybody you see in that 4-5 is going to be an issue, especially from three.
Yeah.
You're talking about Atlanta, the Celtics, Miami Heat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if the Hornets get up there, but the Hornets.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be a test, man. I'm not saying 4-5 is going to be easy. I'm just saying it'll be better for us, obviously, than 6-7-8.
Yeah, I hear him. I kind of agree, but I'm not really too scared. I mean, yes, they got firepower. Yes, they when they're well-oiled, they can play well. I get all that. But, no, I think it's going to be that case. But like you just mentioned, whether it's the Celtics, whether it's them, whoever the case may be, I feel like either way we have that better shot of facing any of these teams, especially when Tom Thibodeau is going to be locked in on them for a whole series.
100%.
And real quick, sorry, you know, I got to say something because, you know, too much Laker love for me, and, you know, I have to deal with it on a daily basis. Nice on the Rob Pelinka thing, but Bob Myers is the one that gets the respect because he's the first one to do it, and I think he's the reason why people went to that. I'm not going to give the Lakers that much credit.
He almost came off as a Laker fan.
Yeah, it's too much. It was too much for me. It was too much.
What's going on with this call? I had to make sure this was a Laker fan TV.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or Laker Nation. No offense, but this is Knicks Fan TV, number one show for the fans by the fans, presented by Manscaped. Hit that thumbs up on the free squad. Let's get to 2,000 likes. We're creeping in on 2,000.
Right there,
somebody's
y'all.
Going
Come on
home
now.
With the Spreewell in 5 minutes. We got two more calls, and then we're going to wrap up.
Come on.
Alexander, Uptown Harlem World, man. Are you there? What's going on, bro?
Yes, sir. Hold up. Great win tonight. Tom Thibodeau's already coach of the year. It's already locked down. But I'm going to tell you the moves I think the Knicks should make just really quick.
Yeah.
Cheap option. If you really want to make the offense better, I know he's old, but go get J.J. Redick.
He's on Dallas. You can't get him.
He's on the contract? Oh, yeah, I didn't know he was on the contract.
Yeah, he's on Dallas, man.
You can't get him. That was the last deal when he got traded to Dallas. But as far as the draft, go get Jeremy Roach from Duke. Good, quick point guard. Knows how to shoot. Or D.J. Stewart. And Alfred Payton, my man, you need to go somewhere that we don't find you, bro. Like, listen, he can throw to my cerebral palsy clinic somewhere. He can go to my rehab. Yo, you missed 3 threes in the corner all by yourself,
yeah.
bro.
Well, that was expected,
like,
bro.
There was nobody even next to you. You missed threes.
Yeah.
Now, hey, give credit to Obi Toppin tonight, though. He played a good game. He was rebounding. He was running like, you know, he was running like Popo was after him a few times. But he just didn't work tonight, though.
Obi played hard, man. Obi definitely played hard, bro, and definitely appreciate the call, Alexander. Salute to everybody from Uptown Harlem World. But I've just received notice that the closer is in the building. So what we're going to do right now, we're going to give away this Spreewell jersey right now. All right? Right now, people, you have 10 seconds to get your names into this list. Dave, please drop the link one more time to the giveaway. And then we're going to get to Jay Boogie to close it because I'm running up. I got a 2-hour limit right now
because
I got to get the replays up. So let's go, Dave. Throw the link in there one more time, and we're going. All right? We got a couple more people coming in. Appreciate everybody for calling in. Look, to the people who we didn't get, we're getting a lot of callers. Obviously, as the team continues to play well, we have more people want to call in. I'm going to try to get to the new people first. That's what we did tonight on the phone lines. We're going to try to get to the new callers who hadn't gotten a chance to call in before. Some of the regulars, please don't, take it as any offense. We're just trying to get some new people in here. It's a lot of people going. We got to keep a show going. This is not a telethon. We still got to keep it. Keep some sort of structure. So just please understand that, what we're trying to do with the format. And as this team continues to win and success comes, we're going to get more callers. So please just stay patient. We will get to you guys, if not this game, the next one. I know some of you guys are waiting for a while, but we just got to keep it moving. We just got to keep it moving and run the show. So, all right, here we go. We're going to run. Oh, man, what was this? Hold on. All right, we're going to run the link. Hang on, CK.
All right. Hit that link. I'm looking at the chat right now. Shout out to the chat, man, keeping it going this entire time. Everybody's just seeing all the reactions to my man that was, I think it's Vincent, that was slumped on the car.
Everyone was laughing about it. Vincent was slouched, man. We lost Vincent, man. My fault, Vincent, man. But
it's crazy because we on L.A. time, and we got all these people from New York. Yeah. All these New York viewers.
He from Huntington Beach, man. He was just calmed out. He was just slouched. That's that Cali time, man. I just came from Cali, man. You get on that mode when you get out there, man. You just be slow motion and, you just catch a wave, man. That's it. Let's get to the birthday boy to close it out. Jay Boogie, what's going on, bro?
good? What's good? What's good? Salute, 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 man. Salute to everybody, you know what I'm saying, in the chat. Salute to all the real Nick lovers, man, and Nick fans, you know what I'm saying? Salute to the broadcast. Salute to everybody in the chat. Salute to everybody out there, you know, staying above, doing what they got to do. But you got to appreciate and got to love it. All I heard all night was, dang, Bullock in the corner. Bang, Julius top of the key. Bang, Dougal quickly. And then I looked and I saw, you know, Lou Williams out there. And then I thought I saw Arsenio Hall. You know, that's his little brother. Quick, you shot my brother quick. I'm going to kill you. Yeah, that's how he was lighting them up all night long. You know what I'm saying? You got to appreciate. This is eight. You know what I'm saying? I told y'all yesterday. You know what I'm saying? My born day is gone. But I told y'all, I turned 53. You separate the five from the three. Guess what? That bring forth the eight. The build and destroy. We ain't doing nothing but building and we destroying. Anybody that come up in the garden, once I said before, you know what I'm saying? This is Chuck D's house. Welcome to the Terror Dome. We're shutting it down, you know what I'm saying? And don't make me get even aggravated and go call Flavor and bring him out here. We ain't even got turned up yet, you know what I'm saying? We just on the 8 million stories right now, you know what I'm saying? And you got to appreciate it. You got to love it, man. You got to respect it, you know what I'm saying? That you got to love and appreciate Cody. I know y'all don't know who Cody is, but that's C-O-T-Y. That's Coach of the Year. Yeah, Tom Thibodeau. Y'all been wanting to know. Yeah, I'm going to say he Coach of the Year, you know what I'm saying? Go ahead and give it to him, you know what I'm saying? You got to respect him and appreciate what he did because he did the unbelievable, almost like Biggie Ziggy Smalls is the illest. Yeah, he came through and, you know what I'm saying, it gave us hope, gave us life, it gave us proof when nobody else wanted, you know what I'm saying, believe in us, you know what I'm saying? But the real fans, you know what I'm saying? That's why we go hard for y'all, you know what I'm saying? Part two of the game, you know what I'm saying? When the game is over, it ain't over. Nick Fan TV, we on the edge, you know what I'm saying? We going there even further. We going to take it even further where it need to go, you know what I'm saying? And you got to love it and got to appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? And I love what my man Julius is doing. He ain't playing no games, you know what I'm saying? He still got the Miggity, 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 Miggity Mac haircut going on, you know what I'm saying? We might not even cut the hair until, you know what I'm saying, we lose a game, you know what I'm saying? So you got to love him. You got to appreciate, you know what I'm saying? And they got my two brothers right here, you know what I'm saying? Nice and smooth right here, but right there side by side. I love y'all two dudes, man. And shout out to what you did to that man, Max Kellerman, today, man. I respect that. I texted you early. Remember, I don't know if you saw it or if you had time enough to see it, but I told you, open up with, you know what I'm saying, what was going on with the Floyd, because I knew he was going to come with that. Yeah. But I'm going to tell you something that ain't nobody told you, man. You special, CP, because that man tried to throw you off your cue, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But what I felt like it was, I felt like it was ESPN application that he was giving you, man, because he was trying to ask you questions that he thought you weren't prepared for. But you know what I'm saying? Your brain cells is like a monitor, man. You got that whole game down pat. You not only just love the Knicks, you love the sport. So when he asked you all them questions, you should have seen his face, you know what I'm saying, in that screen. Go back and look at the preview and look at his face every time you answered and delivered them questions. He ain't think you was going to be able to do that. That's why he asked you those bozo questions, you know what I'm saying? And you smacked him right upside his head and his own building, man. Leave my man alone and stop playing games with. Matter of fact, we don't even want to come on your show no more. You need to come over here so we can call in and ask some questions, because I know if I get a chance to get at your nugget, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to show you don't know nothing about boxing, because I'm going to come stick and move. I'm going to put you in your place, man, you know what I'm saying? But I love and respect what you're doing, man, you know what I'm saying? And you got your man CK2K, and I love the way you was calling that game today too, man. I hit you up. I still ain't got your Cash App right down pack, man. You might get CP to text it to me, because you deserve, you know what I'm saying, for somebody to be touching you up, man. I don't care if you do it from the love or do it from the heart. You deserve, you know what I'm saying, to have somebody supporting doing what you're doing too, you know what I'm saying? And I love to see both of y'all together, man. But you got to appreciate it, you know what I'm saying? My man got that spreewear right there. He get ready to get out of the way, you know what I'm saying? So everybody, you know what I'm saying, if you don't win it, don't feel like you took an L, you know what I'm saying? We all winning right here. He might come back the next game against Toronto and bring out that nine guard. And how y'all like that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'll mention it. And if I got to help him pay for that, I'll help him pay for that. You know what I'm saying? You got to love, appreciate what we got going on, man. Respect what's happening, you know what I'm saying? And I need my man Julius, you know what I'm saying, to be in the A-N-T, you know what I'm saying? You know what that is? That's all. That's A for the all, N for the NBA, and the T for the team. I need for him to be talking about the A-N-T, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what he deserves. Because he's showing and proving each and every game this is where we belong. We're knocking off big-time people, you know what I'm saying? We're knocking off playoff teams. I don't care if it's in the East or if it's in the West. You get in our face, you know what I'm saying? We're going to handle our piss, you know what I'm saying? And that's just how it is. And I'm going to see y'all this weekend, you know what I'm saying? I got the Toronto Raptors. Matter of fact, whatever you want to call it. I got the Florida Raptors. I don't know where they playing at, you know what I'm saying? They over here and they ain't even been home, so we're going to choke them out, you know what I'm saying? Our defense, I name my defense is the Python. You know what a Python do? It wrap around you and squeeze the life out you. That's what we be doing, you know what I'm saying, this team, when they get hectic, you know what I'm saying? We play around with y'all a little bit, but then we put that Python and squeeze you, you know what I'm saying? Once we squeeze that life out, it's over. It's Reynolds. It's a wrap.
It's a wrap. Happy birthday, Jay Boogie. He told you he was coming with two, bro.
Yeah.
In one day. Well, 2 days, but whatever. The point is, he delivered. The point is, he delivered. Throw some tens in the chat. Matter of fact, let's throw some eights in the chat. Let's close with the eights. Yeah. Usually we go five at the max. Let's go with eights for the max. And salute to Moises Roman, who's taking home the number eight, the Spreewell. Hopefully we get number nine. I might have a RJ thing for the people, man. Hopefully.
Oh, snap.
Hopefully, man. Great show.
Yes, sir.
We'll take the W, man. It is what it is. Never going to be pretty. Sometimes you don't get style points. We can't worry about that. We can't worry about who's out there in the court. We play who's in front of us, and you got to get the win. You worry about yourself. And the Knicks did that tonight. So, CK, great job, my dude, as always. Okay. Let's go ahead and sign out.
Yeah, man. Like you said, man, it wasn't pretty, but we got the damn job done. Like I said, we kept up. Our offense is where it was supposed to be. I understand that, you know, we got playing. I don't care. Eight in a row for my Knicks. Give me that four spot. I'm with my man Angel and everyone else that agreed. I'm hungry. Let's see how far we can go with this team this year. But you know the vibes. Make sure you follow me everywhere at CK2K. That's here. That's on Instagram and that's on Twitter. But you know the real love. Make sure you hit that like button. Subscribe right here on Knicks Fan TV because we are coming with you guys and we're letting you guys know the real all 72.
Yes, sir.
And maybe some more.
Absolutely, man. Great show as usual. And great show to the mods, man. So to everybody in the chat once again. 137, 127, got it in overtime, got it done. Julius Randle, man, 40 and 10, putting the team on his back. How about Emmanuel Quickly? How about Derrick Rose? How about Reggie Bullock? Contributing, man, picking it up, man, when we didn't have it from RJ, no Alec Burks. Outstanding team performance and number four seed in the East, so let's get it going. The link to the Kellerman show, it will be going through the chat. Make sure you guys catch that. Leave a comment. Leave me a comment. Let me know that you guys saw it, and let me know what you guys thought about the latest CP versus Max Kellerman. Remember, this show is available in audio podcast format as well. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, all the major ones on the Knicks Fan TV, so you can't miss it. And yeah, just an overall great show. Thanks to all the mods as usual. Salute to everybody that tuned in on the Discord. Happy birthday, Jay Boogie. We're going to miss the replay gang. No replays tonight because we're going to go over the 2-hour mark, but it is what it is. This was just one of those nights, man, where we had to get everybody in there. And I got to make sure that I read the rest of these super chats. So go get us. Read that already. Rare Distance is 8 in a row. Bandwagon is closed. We got the juice. Goods and shooters well stocked. The fake fans can walk and die in dysentery. Wild Wolf Ray says, if the Knicks okay defense like this and shoot like this, I see them in the finals. Ooh, you never know if it's a 7-game series. Rich Maceo, let's get that third spot in the East. Brooklyn born watching from Bozeman, Montana. Appreciate you. So we got a Brooklynite in Montana, bro. Very interesting. Never seen that before. So salute to Rich Maceo. Appreciate the $10 super chat. Michael James Jordan says, in my Mike Breen voice, and just like that, all the Knicks Nation just jumped out the window. Let's go, Knicks. Travi, appreciated. He says, can't forget to shout out the big homie CP. Let's go. Mike Perez, Ashley's the hottest analyst in the game. Matty G out in New Mexico says, this win is for all the diehards of Knicks Nation who love the NBA and have been tortured for 20-plus years. So grateful not to be Max Kellerman right now. All 72, hashtag since 86. Paul Robinson says, Max is the ops. Go Knicks. Daniel Bloom appreciated 17-7 with Derrick Rose in the lineup this year. Big, 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 big. Who else we got? Liam Connor says, love what I saw tonight. Got to keep the fans hype. I'm looking forward to going against Toronto next. Sam says, once the Knicks find their point guard of the future in the offseason, they'll be scary. Oh, I got that. They should draft Davion Mitchell, sign Lowry and Conley. Got that one right. While Wolf against us, Tibbs is finally using more than 8 or 9 man rotations. Smart move, finally. He has a strategy and it's working. Use each person to get contributions. And the chemistry is there. The chemistry is there, man. Angel Burials, let's go for the 9 god and get 9 wins. CP, that hat is fire. And Ash, if you're hungry, just hit me up. I got you. And more gifts are coming. If we stay in fourth, I like to play Atlanta or Boston. Got you open. Appreciate it. Mark McGinnis is second. Happy for progress. Happy we keep what we need when we are contenders. Thanks to all for keeping it live. Daniel Soto, why can't Frank play on Trey when he is cooking like that? Knox doesn't play D. It's hard to get Frank in that guard rotation with D. Rose and quickly going. You know, it's hard. It's Quinn Grome. Thanks for the Australian Super Chat. Salute to everybody in Australia. Mosul, a.k.a. Wine God, says, I was so hype I forgot to say happy birthday, J Boogie. We love you and what you do. Hashtag, you know what I'm saying. Ross Peter, appreciate it. Mark McGinnis again, appreciate it. He says, why wasn't Barrett taking... Oh, I lost that. He said, why wasn't Barrett taking that shot to end regulation, not even on the floor? I thought Tibbs was going with the hotter hands. RJ just didn't really have it from the floor all night, so I didn't mind that. Jacob Carlson says, what do you think about trading picks to draft a point guard like Suggs or Mitchell and then throw the bag at CP3 in a 1 year to be a mentor, maybe a deep playoff run? Well, I think it depends on where the Dallas pick is going to be or even where our pick is going to be. So we got to see where we are by the time the season is over and where we end up in the lottery, whether through our own pick or Dallas pick. But I hope that they get aggressive and try to get up and get the piece that they're looking for. And hopefully it is that point guard. CP3, I think he'll end up staying in Phoenix. It's a player option for him. Yeah. Feliciano Media says, much love from me to all the Knicks fans globally. 8 wins. Max is going to be salty. Playoff bound. Stanley Carinard says, please post the whole prayer from Belize on the gram I will recite before every game going forward while blasting DMX. Yes. Yes. Cynthia Wolf. Cynthia appreciates it. Tibbs has brought the whole 90s back. It's so good to see. Teams are now going to have to give it their all to stop our streak. Respect Nick Gritz. Sean Ford says, I need that Spree jersey. That team has that 9-9 energy. 17 wins. What do you say? 17 wins, 7-L with Rose in the lineup. 17-7. By the way, eat it, Max Kelvin.
Yes.
Vital Free, appreciate it. Maxwell Walter says, the Block Ness monster will return. Mitch and Burks coming back will make a huge difference on the other ends. Hashtag JBoogie, hashtag 3Seed, hashtag Tim's Vitality. Movie Juice says we could definitely make a run in the playoffs. What most people seem to forget is we play with house money. Remember, we weren't even supposed to be here. We've had to shock the world. Hashtag go NY. Dalsim says, let's trend Big 15. Mark McGinnis, appreciate it again. Javon Romeo says, I may be a bit late here, but I think it's finally time to pull the plug on Alfred Payton. Hive a man down. Whatever Y says, Ayo, 45 minutes on hold. I need that jersey. We try, man. We try. Ralph Lewis says, we beat the Hawks 3 times this year with the free throw champion Young. Why would this be any different? Joel Vargas says, with Trey's injury, we most likely will be hosting the Celtics in the playoffs. What do you think about the matchup in the 7-game series, especially with the Celtics playoff experience? It's way too early, man. There's a lot of basketball left to be played. We got to wait and see where we end up. Liggy says, sends an Australian super chat. 8, soon to be 9. What a great night. Seems unreal. Shout out to Adelaide, Australia. Everybody in Australia and New Zealand, man. We love you guys. Appreciate it. Grab Film Stuff says, love Quickly's OT minutes. Good development. We'd love to see RJ create more of the dribble. I think it's the next step. Yeah, I agree. Need better late game execution. Randall's elbow fadeaway is getting old and too easy to defend. Dawson25 says, let's name this team hashtag Big 15. Yeah, whatever Y says, Ayo, I'm still on hold. I hope we got through to you, man. I'm not sure if that was somebody on the phones. And like I said, man, we try to do our best, man, but we got to wrap up at some point. Jamar Defingereed says, sends a super chat. Appreciate it. Leo P says, Kellerman's favorite Knick player is Alfred Payton. And Blood of the Panda says, shout out Nerlens and Well, a.k.a. the Haitian Temptation. And Julius Randle, of course. My boy had a fantastic game. Obi Toppin, 8-win streak. Let's go. Obi Avengers, hashtag free Obi. appreciate it, man. And like I said, if we miss you in the calls, apologies. We'll try to get you on the next one and the Discord as well, man. Great show, everybody. See you Saturday. Knicks versus Raptors. We're going.